You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No!
What the fuck is that?
From the studio high above the Comedy Cellar in New York City, this is a crazy mashup. Misery Loves Company and You Know What, Dude? With Kevin Brennan and Lenny Marcus taking over Bobby Kelly's podcast with his array of people here as well. But we have Liz Furiati, who's always on our podcast. We have Deepu here on the board.
Yo.
We have co-producer...
Coco Fresh.
And we have Scopo, of course.
Hey, Lenny, how are you?
Producer number two. And our two guests today that Bobby has booked for us, Dan Soder.
Hi.
What a backhanded compliment.
Yeah,
like that,
right?
Like that.
And you're like the kind of dad that's like, and it's my friend's son, Mitch. And
yeah,
you're just like,
just
isolated me.
It's like an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
No, not really. Okay, well, you're taking him.
This is who we drew.
I had no choice. He's like, I got your guess. And Mike Albanese, thanks for coming in. I don't know Mike at all.
I'm the friend's friend.
Yeah,
this is my friend.
I barely made it onto this.
So there you go. You just push it on us. Like, I'm bringing Mike, Dad.
Dude, I love that Bobby set this up as like, I love how he spins everything.
He's
such
everybody.
A spin master. Yeah. He's like, dude, you got to do the podcast. You haven't been on in a while. And I show up. He's like, no, I'm not going to be there. It's going to be Lenny and Kevin.
And you said it was just like your dad.
Yeah, he did. He really said he was going to show up for my T-ball game and then just disappeared.
Nice. Aww. I'm sorry. Well, you're stuck with us.
No, I like it. I haven't heard your podcast yet, but just even listening to you and Kevin talk.
Well, this is how it works. Usually I'm going to set it up for you guys if you haven't heard it. I basically intro like we do. I give something to Kevin. What do you got, Kevin?
Topic.
And then we don't talk for an hour.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Awesome.
It's awesome. In a little bit.
I do chime in a little bit. We have to
Yeah,
keep
but because there's
so
only three of us, so somebody has to talk, right?
Right.
And you're always like, hey, man. No, he's always like,
That's a good Lenny.
He always does the other side. Well, I think that maybe so-and-so is good.
Yeah, maybe Asians aren't so bad.
Yeah.
And Kevin's like, nah, they stink.
I feel like he's like a fighting dog, and you just like run the stick along the cage, and then he just like bites at the stick.
And then Lenny really annoys me. But not that I really, hate him. He's really annoying.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink. He's never voted. He's like a...
You've never voted?
Like, here's an example.
Never.
I go...
In his life.
Voting is... Never drank at all?
No.
So then
last
night I go, Lenny wants me to live tweet the Grammys, and I don't want to do it, But then I go, okay, I'm going to work out. So I was on the treadmill. I figure I'll watch it while I'm on a treadmill. So I go, Lenny, what channel is that? And he goes, Channel 2. Like he's 7 years old. Channel 2. There's Channel 2 and Channel 5. It's not Channel 2. It's CBS, you fucking idiot.
This is where I turned down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have gotten
it. Is it different out there across the river? Is it not Channel
but
2?
I'm saying,
what planet
saying
are you
CBS,
from?
It's not 2. CBS is it's CBS, not Channel 2.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Different
I didn't know you were for a network.
Different channel.
I didn't think you were bright enough to know what CBS would translate to. So I made it very easy. 1, 2.
But maybe where I'm live, it's Channel 1, like, right?
Yeah.
Direct
That's
TV?
That's the HD. The HD is always
no.
100s.
No.
Yeah, it's always...
He's working out in a gym.
He's on the
I love
treadmill.
That. Who's doing a treadmill at 9 p.m.?
I do, because I got to fucking try to relax.
It's Kevin and politicians.
I'll read you that tweet, but go ahead. All right. Did you tweet at all? Nothing. You did. You threw one
Kendrick,
in there.
Kendrick
Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I'd rather watch Kendrick Perkins sing.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought he sucked.
Yeah, of course it's pretty good. What are you going to say? He sucks? Then you're a racist.
Well, can you sing us one of his songs, Chris?
It's going to be all right.
Can you and you can rap that without us getting murdered?
It's gonna be all right, and then it fucking keeps going. I don't know the, rest of the words.
That was that's a great explanation.
It's catchy.
Yeah, and then it just
goes
like
found
that.
Out, I actually found Dan has a joke about it. And that's how I heard the song.
Oh really?
I was humming the song all last night. I couldn't get the song. The melody was so beautiful.
It's great.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
I was on mushrooms at Bonnaroo, and I was having a freak.
I like how you have to preface that. But.
Well, I was freaking out. I was coming unglued, and we went and watched Kendrick Lamar perform. And I was really, like, at the end of my brain space, and then he did that song, and I was like, it is going to be all right. And I ended up having a great trip.
Nice. This was Kevin. I was like,
"Smell a little mushroom story."
Lenny, you ever do
you?
Mushrooms?
No.
He hasn't voted.
I don't even eat regular mushrooms.
I like them at my pastas.
Oh my God.
No, I don't.
Did you, as a kid, did your mom take the crust off your sandwiches for you?
No.
Yes.
Okay. I like the crust.
All right.
I like the crust. Do you like the crust on pizza?
I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
They would take the sandwich off. You would just eat the crust.
Just the crust.
Yeah. Mother, I would just like the crust.
No, but I'm famous in my house for just peanut butter. No peanut butter and jelly.
Why
not
jelly?
Like
you
jelly.
Really are
no
a
jelly.
Lifeless asshole.
What do you, how do you cope? Like, how do you cope with
yeah,
everything?
Where do you get
like,
your...
I imagine right before Lenny gets ready to have sex, the girl's like, we don't have to use a condom. He's like, I'd prefer if we did. You want to use... Use a condom?
I really feel like...
You don't know where you've been.
Number one, I've actually have said that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
to Gina? To Gina?
Not to Gina. Yeah. Whatever Gina wants.
Yeah. If it's all right with you, I just feel like unprotected sex could feel too good right now.
You could be a mental patient, so...
Me?
No, I'm saying the girl.
So what'd she say?
No.
What?
What'd she say when you said, let's put a condom on?
Yeah, she's... They all get taken aback, but then they sort of get like, oh, he's very responsible. Like, I'm like, aren't you respond? I kind of lose.
It'd be great if a girl just laid her head back. She's like, just throw it in, dork. Just hurry
you know
up.
What? That'd be
toss
fine.
It in.
I want to go home.
As long as there's no jelly involved.
As long as it
no jelly
wait,
at all.
Why don't you like jelly?
Not
I don't
know.
Grape?
I don't like it.
Strawberry?
I don't like it mixed
strawberry.
In with my...
Isn't it too dry?
I thought you were still talking about sex.
Yeah.
I missed the transition.
No, I was a callback to Lenny.
Callback.
Sometimes you use jelly in a...
Okay.
I get it.
Do you do peanut butter and honey?
No.
Why?
Wow. I don't do honey.
You just do peanut butter
no
on
honey.
Bread.
Yeah. That's it.
Don't you
that's
get
my
all...
lunch for like years.
Like a dog does.
What's dinner? Go through your day. What's what's a day look like?
Well, not now.
Consumption.
When I was a kid.
When you were a kid, you just have peanut
that was my
bread.
Lunch. That was my lunch. I was like, just make me peanut butter.
Were you an Okie? Were you raised out on a farm that was collapsing? Who just has peanut butter?
He didn't sell enough newspapers, so he couldn't afford.
Well, Lenny, looks like the crops didn't come in this year, so it's going to be another year of just sandwiches with peanut butter and bread.
No jelly, Mom.
Yeah, you didn't want y'all. Man, it's crazy. I put
it's
on.
It's like afternoon theater where you guys doing impressions
you
and
like
stuff.
That?
Yeah,
it's,
you know.
I can finally. I know.
I hate it because I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I thought you were just going to say hate it, and I was like, then I was going to get super insecure.
Yeah,
no, I hate it.
Kevin's
anybody,
the most
anybody that has a skill, I hate it. I meet a juggler, I'm like, that prick.
Yeah, I did a poem before. He almost lost his mind. Oh,
it
please
was great.
Don't. Please don't.
Now, Lenny does poems. He closes around. How long do you do it for?
Valentine's Day. That's it.
No, you don't do it post-Valentine's Day?
No.
Like, this is what I did on Valentine's Day?
No, it's after.
I would milk it a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have no closer.
Wait, but can you do it before Valentine's Day?
Yeah,
like, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah, I get about like a week.
Yeah,
week
okay.
Then you can do it after Valentine's Day. But like at Valentine's Day.
A couple of.
Yeah, but that's like.
I would do it.
Do you write new ones every year?
I try and write one new one every year, yeah, at least. So I wrote two. One.
Do you have like a day where you like put on a cup of coffee and put on love songs?
No, it just hits me.
Like, here it comes.
Like the one I wrote for Kevin's wife.
all right.
That just came to me this morning while I was waking up. Like, this
you're spitting hot bars.
That's what
you're
I
like
do.
Kendrick Lamar of that's love poems. Just spitting hot fire.
Hot fire.
That should be like, I'm dropping a new one.
Yeah. Here. Oh, Kevin, I got 16 bars on your wife that's going to burn you.
Wait, does Kendrick Lamar, does he live in Compton still? That's what I want to know.
He does.
He does?
Yeah.
You have his address?
I've been there. Lovely home.
Because they all did a thing where, like the thing at the end of the song, like a map of Africa and then Compton.
Yeah.
I'm like, I passed out because it was too heavy for me. But. No, but seriously, I'm like, does he live in Compton?
He still does, though.
Where?
He really?
He's got like a nice condo in Compton.
Okay.
I just see I see Kevin on the treadmill screaming at the TV.
He doesn't even live there!
What is that?
Check his tax forms.
Baloney.
No, but I'm watching awards last night. I'm like, this is really what these people need is awards. Like, they already have a nice life. They're already making a lot of money, banging bitches. Like, give an award to. How about the fucking mailman?
who's not getting any award.
We should give him a Grammy.
Do you want an award?
No, just
Kevin
they need
an
to be.
Award every
no, it's
year.
Like these are the last guys who need awards. It's guys that are already doing good.
Yeah,
am
but
I right?
Most mailmen probably suck as people. My mom's boyfriend was a mailman. He was aww. A piece of garbage.
My mailman's a creep.
The way you talked to your mom's boyfriend was everything. You know, like you've had a boyfriend of.
She was.
Time.
It was like my mom had boyfriends the way Murphy Brown had secretaries.
There you go.
That's a very old reference.
No, I like that.
Your mom.
I got it.
What are you saying your mom is?
She was just out there living life.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life.
No.
Well, my mom never had a boyfriend.
Your mother was married.
No, she was, but they got divorced at some point, and then,
did?
She never got a boyfriend.
But that's a very Irish,
told you about
a very
it.
Irish thing is to go down with the ship, where you're just like,
yeah,
you're nope, right.
Yeah,
almost out of spite, you're like, yeah, I should have a better personal
she's
life.
She's keeping those feelings in.
Yeah. Well, my dad actually started dating, but he actually got remarried, and he didn't invite any of his 10 kids to the wedding.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
He don't like us.
Yeah, bingo.
But that's also, that is kind of the most boss move I've ever heard in my life. He's like, well, no, I'm not going to have my previous strikes show up.
I used to say, because when my mom would come, when they were like first got separated or whatever, I'd say my dad, because my dad was like a narcissist, and I would say that if he was on a date, his date would say, do you have any kids from your first marriage? He goes, 10, but they won't get in the way of this beautiful thing. Don't worry. I'm not in touch with them. I'm a great guy, but I don't have any contact with them, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. But I'm still a good dad.
Yeah.
But only in a way that
and he got remarried. He married her for like, they were married for like 6 months. He married someone in his building, which I respected.
Yeah, you do.
Out of convenience.
You have to go far.
Yeah.
I don't even think he moved in with her, and then they got divorced, and then my dad said she had mental problems. I'm like, right, she's the problem. She's the weird one.
He started talking to you after the divorce?
Yeah.
Coming back around looking for
he
help?
He did. He opened up a little bit after he was like,
I need you guys to show up at the divorce proceedings, all 10 of you. We need to show numbers.
Did he call you by Kevin or he's number 3?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Hey,
like
3.
I just want someday to say my mom's boyfriend.
Yeah, my mom's boyfriend.
That's my new goal.
I've said it my whole life.
My mom's getting laid. It's so dirty to me, being a Catholic.
Yeah, that's why.
And plus, you guys are the millennial. You're not a millennial, are you?
I'm 32, so not.
I don't know why you are. But anyway, saying your mom's boyfriend is just so fucking weird to me. My mom's boyfriend.
It was very uncomfortable when I was growing up, and you'd be like at a friend's house, and I'd be like, oh, Joe, my mom's boyfriend's coming over, and they'd be like, oh, your mom's boyfriend? And you're like, all right, I got it. Like, they say it out loud, and you're like, what are you calling her, a slut? You got a problem, Mr. Poyle? You want to get popped in the throat?
She's still single.
So did she ever settle down with somebody? No?
She got remarried for 5 years, and then has just had boyfriends since I was like 11.
Oh, my God. So you went through that whole relationship?
Wait, she got remarried when you were little?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My parents split up when I was 5. My mom got remarried when I was 7.
Oh, my God.
Until I was 11.
Does she still want you to meet the boyfriends? Like, even now?
No,
as an adult?
We have a process now. I'm like an old baseball scout. I'll only show up if a guy's really got heat.
5 to 1.
Yeah. I'm like, what's this? I was like, does his curveball move? She's like, yeah, I'm like, I'll show up. And then she had one.
Is your mom hot, though?
Yeah, for 68. She looks good.
She's 68?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like an older woman, but that's
she's like,
too much.
Yeah, she's dating dudes in their 70s now.
Good for her.
Which is good, because I know if they sass me, I can just fucking throw a nice
them.
Right
yeah.
straight
yeah.
to their
a little,
hip.
You know, a little jab.
Yeah, yeah just jab a hip.
Hopefully it'll pay off and she marries somebody older and richer, and then you end up with the spoils.
Wait, where's she meet? At 68, where's she meeting people?
Like dating building. Sites, Match.com, that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Wow.
Swipe really
I know,
slow
it's really
to the
gross.
Left.
That's crazy.
I have a whole joke about it. She used to like date out of the classifieds. So you'd find these newspaper clippings,
what?
And you'd be like, oh, this is her trail of dick.
No.
Just reading these.
Like S, what are the abbreviations? You know, like
it's like
S.
single wife, S,
was
SWF.
It like, I need a girlfriend?
72? Or
yeah,
like
man looking for romance. And then you'd have to pay for the letter.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, you should have just put like, just down to fuck. Got a kid, heavy sleeper, down to fuck. Likes toys.
Got his own teeth.
But my dad was also dating, and that was super easy to deal with.
Of
then
course.
Like, then
that's
like,
way easier.
My dad would have like a hot girlfriend, and he'd be like, all right, Gary. Good for you, dude. Cheryl. I remember this one girlfriend he had that it was just like the hottest thing ever.
Really?
And I was like 10. And I was like, I get it. I don't know what you guys do, but I get it.
I had no threesomes with your dad?
Yeah. Why don't you come on in here?
Is that for me, Dad?
Let me teach you something. Yeah. We'll have the talk right now while I got this whore here.
Yeah. Oh, looks like I got my hands full, but we can get a lot done.
See what this is doing in there?
Yeah. All right.
Now, she's not like most people.
No condom.
Kevin wants
Lanny.
Show and tell. What's his status now?
He's dead, Lenny. Oh, my father's dead. Thanks for bringing it up. Now, he died when I was a kid. He died when I was like 14.
Yeah.
He just got so much pussy, he died.
Died of a pussy overdose.
But I'm not joking when I say he literally did die because of pussy. He dated this like super white trash chick who gave him Hep C, and he just kept drinking till he got cirrhosis.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it got real.
So
huh?
Dark.
But she was like super white trash. Her name was Jeanette.
She lives in a trailer?
Yeah.
Really?
Missing teeth?
Double wide.
Did you stay in touch with her?
Double wide.
The last piece, last feather from your dad.
The last connection I have to my
That's
father.
That's a great porno title. Double wide?
Yeah. Porn
it's
trailer.
It's like a thing.
Double entendre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double for, yeah, double, double.
Double, double.
Double,
it's double. Quadruple something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, this is a title for your
She's
porn.
White trash, and he's got a big dick.
So oh, boom. There it is. You're
when
a fucking
love
genius.
Meets.
Let's start taping.
And it's just a bunch of scratchy carpet and bad couches.
I have some follow-ups from a couple of things. We hate Dwayne Reed. This is the only thing Kevin and I have in common, we found out.
Why do you guys hate Dwayne Reed?
Why?
They have the worst point system of all.
Because they don't get coupons.
They don't give
coupons.
Not like CVS, which is far superior.
You just put your number in and it gives you a coupon. It gives you deals.
No. Listen.
It gives you a discount maybe on something that's on sale, but they don't give you no CVS coupon. You just earn $15 coupon.
I literally been going.
You know why? Because Walgreens just bought them.
Yeah, for like 7 months. Right, it says balance rewards account number whatever you have this many points, and it says points to $5 reward, 5,210
for a $5 reward
for five.
How
left.
Angry did
how
that
many
make?
Do you have?
Oh, that's pretty
I was like,
bad.
I got to show Kevin.
You practically got to buy the store to get a fucking discount.
$5
for $5.
How many do you have now? Where 5,000 is going to lead into that?
Like I must have like at least 5,000. It's probably.
But
10,000.
Then even when you get near 5,000, then they make it 10,000. They're playing a carrot in the stick or whatever I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The
donkey
old
and the carrot.
Carrot in the stick.
Carrot in the stick, no.
Well, how much is like a bottle of shampoo? How many points is that?
It's whatever. They don't even tell you.
It's
there's no way to figure
system?
It out.
Is it like
it sucks. Don't do the math. It sucks. It sucks.
It sucks. It
CVS
sucks.
Is far
CVS,
superior.
You get a coupon every day.
And we're not
day.
Even looking for sponsors, but they're far
That's
superior.
Right.
We'll take them. We can sell some we'll condoms take, for them.
That was one. Use
10,000 points,
we'll
get a 30-second raid.
Yeah.
That's right. We'll do that.
No, but CVS, I get a discount every week. Every week.
Every I know. I
and Dwayne Reed. Dwayne Reed doesn't need you.
That's right.
Get the
Dwayne
fuck
Reed
out of here.
Does need you. That's why they're so stupid.
They're down. Well, Chris has called it. They've been bought out by Walgreens.
They've been bought by Walgreens, yeah.
Will that do anything? I'm going to guess no.
They bought it out a year ago. It's
been
a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They won't. They're just
CVS
now.
CVS kicks
I hear
their
this
ass.
Summer,
CVS kicks their ass.
Yeah. So there you go. That's my
So this is Team CVS?
This is the only thing we have in common.
Really?
That's it. That's what we
That's
found.
Amazing.
Well, it's the only thing
CVS
we found so
better
far.
Fucking sponsor you guys.
You should. You should.
No, not with that kind of language.
Well, I apologize.
Fucking go to CVS, everyone.
Suck my dick, CVS. Jump on board.
Condoms at CVS when you're sucking dick.
It's just
dick.
A fuck fest at CVS.
We got double wide. Yeah. We got single wide.
Hot big hogs, moms that want dick.
Ring. This is Dwayne Reed. We'll spot you. CVS won't touch you.
Dan's mom will be there.
Blow in the first 20 people that come in. Jesus, guys.
That's harsh.
Why would you do
that's
that?
Harsh. I don't think that's going to happen. We spoke about, what did we talk about earlier today, Liz? What? Let's throw it out to the gang. What did we
What
give
did we?
Kevin?
What did Kevin yell about?
Cam Newton.
Oh, Cam Newton.
I came in with Kanye West.
Kanye West. Kanye. We didn't even get to Kanye West.
What do you think
he's
of Kanye?
He scratched the surface. Right?
What do you think, Kevin?
Did you see him tweet at Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, he wants a billion
dollars.
He wants a billion dollars.
Now, if you're Mark Zuckerberg sitting there.
Call him.
What goes through your head?
You call him.
I give him a phone call.
What?
Yeah.
I'll call him.
What do you got, Kanye?
Let's
hear your pitch. Let's hear your pitch,
All right.
Kanye.
If you want to mentally lose your mind on Twitter, I feel like if I was Mark Zuckerberg, I'd be like, what's up?
Yeah.
I've got these outfits. I'm going to be Kanye. I got these outfits.
Great.
Nobody, what do you think? The spaceman outfit.
Yeah.
These weird shoes.
At the end of Planet of the Apes. That's what all of his clothes look like. How everyone in the planet, like when they have like Charlton Heston,
yeah,
in those rags,
right? And it's that's his.
It's
outfit.
Like Walking Dead. Someone made that comparison. It's perfect.
Yeah,
it's like a zombie movie.
That's what he thinks everybody's gonna be walking around in.
Well, he's right because the zombies will rise.
And so that's it. The clothes. I've got clothes, and I've got my rhymes.
His music.
I got my music.
But he also said, like, didn't he release, like, a graph of something he made where he was, like, 10 years ago, like, I want to make hoverboards and I want to make all this shit.
I got PowerPoints.
Yep. That's all he's got.
I think it's a good opportunity for that AIDS drug guy to get back in the good graces of people. He should give him the money.
No, he offered him $15 million to buy the rights to Life of Pablo, and Kanye said no.
Because he wants to hunt. He wants a billion.
I guess so, yeah.
But what is Kanye broke from?
That's the thing.
From his clothing
the lifestyle.
Line. From his clothing
line,
yeah. Well, no, he put so much money into it to get it going. Yeah,
well, maybe a pair of sneakers should be $400 each.
But people are buying them.
Who?
So
people
who's buying
are buying them.
Yeah, the what retail people? Game is fucked, you're... though. You cost so much money to be in retail.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ask Dwayne Reed. They're out of business now.
Yeah, if Dwayne Reed can't make it.
But maybe Walgreens will buy Kanye.
We didn't go live on our first thing, did we?
No.
No.
No, we weren't live.
Sarah Silverman... next to me.
Oh, all right. Just coincidentally.
She called me a smelly cunt.
Well, she did?
Yeah, yeah, yelling at him.
Right
just
on
now.
Twitter?
Literally just no.
No, she's texted
him.
Me.
Just
oh, that's
now.
Great.
She said you're terrible at promoting your podcast.
You are.
And then she go, how am I terrible?
Because you never mention the name of the podcast.
Where?
Anywhere.
Hold on one second. Let me fill these guys in and Bob's people. Kevin went off every week. Kevin just sort of sneaks in stuff to me like during the week, like, I'm going after Sarah this week. Okay. And then we just leave it until we get on the air. So this week was because she's very liberal. She goes, Kevin wanted a retweet on the podcast to help out because she's got 72 billion followers on Twitter.
No, can I just tell the facts
and
instead of like you
facts.
Being stupid?
And then Kevin, no, she was like, let me listen to it.
We launched last Sunday and we're number 5 on Thursday on iTunes. Okay.
For like
great.
5 minutes.
Killing right. the game.
So anyway, so I'm like, okay, well, I know Sarah has a lot of Twitter followers, and she lost her virginity to me. We're friends. Whatever. It's in her book. I'm not making this
you.
Up.
You know,
I'm
what's
not
really,
this up.
You know what's really funny about that? One time at the Cellar, I was, like, Sarah was there, and we were mm-hmm. talking, and she's like, where do you live? I was like, Astoria. And she goes, oh, my God, I lost my virginity to Kevin Brennan in Astoria.
She's not lying.
She just said it that, like.
You heard a name dropping? She vagina drops.
Yeah, well, she was just like, oh, but she said it so sweet of, like,
36th Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on 28.
That's my stuff.
No, you
I'm
know
over
the
there.
You know
right
the funny
right
story
over
about
there.
Funny story about Sarah. Like I was it was at like 19. Well, I don't know what year it was. 1990, 91. And anyway, so we were near the train at 36th Avenue, and I saw a cab like kind of driving erratically, and I kind of push Sarah between me and the cab.
Jesus.
So she goes, did you just push me? Did you just use me as a shield in case the cab jumped the curb? I go, yeah, but I'm taping MTV Half Hour Comedy Hour
yeah.
in 2 weeks. So my life is more valuable.
You got
than,
things going on. I
no,
got it.
I did.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I think it was just instinct. Like, I got to tape this. It was my first TV taping, so I'm like, I just got to.
And
so
she was an open micer back then, probably.
Yeah, she wasn't
even down at her lowest point yet.
But I didn't really do it. I think I just grabbed her, and she kind of made it. And then I made like a, maybe I did. Maybe
did
I
you
did.
Still have sex with her afterwards? After that?
I didn't have that much sex with her because she was young and I didn't really. She was too young.
I'm just saying, if sex with Kevin didn't take you to your lowest point,
I didn't say that. Pushing it
battering ram.
No, getting on that train back to Manhattan after you got laid in Astoria.
That was it.
See, I thought that happened
so
before.
So then
she said, "I said, can you retweet like we put out that we were number 5 or MLS did or what's the name of our podcast?
Oh God,
this is what she's talking about.
MLC.
Yeah,
MLC. So I said, company. I said, Sarah, can you retweet? They were number 5. She said, well, I'll have to listen first. I can't just retweet. And then we were talking about Cam Newton last week. So Sarah goes, I don't like the – it's very racist what you said and blah, blah, blah. And then she sent me the link about the Peyton Manning thing.
Yeah, about how you walked off the field.
No, not that. About how he –
the sexual assault.
About how he teabagged this –
oh, yeah.
Athletic trainer.
Trainer. Athletic supporter.
That was pretty funny. Though.
Remember that used to be the joke, the athletic supporter?
Hilarious. Keep
anyway,
going.
So Sarah goes, I can't do it because it's too racist. I go, well, just say that, you know, you don't agree with everything I said, but he's funny and blah, blah, blah. So I wasn't even going to pick up a lot from her anyway, because they're all liberal anyway, her fans. Mm. So then she said, you know, whatever. But I got pissed. So I said, well, I said, Sarah, you... I said, you date a lot of black guys, right? I said, yeah. No, I basically said, black guys are so harmless that you date a lot of black guys, right? Because she dated a lot of guys. That was her reputation before she moved to California.
You're starting to see why she won't help us? But keep going.
So I said, Sarah, you date a lot. And then she got mad. She's like, you're a piece of shit, blah, 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 blah. Because my point is, like, with everything, like, just it's talk is cheap. Like, if you love black dudes, date them.
Okay.
Like, if you love Syrian refugees, take them into your house.
Oh, well, that's like...
That escalated.
No, it's not. It's like, just fucking do it. Just do it.
But Kevin, her point is that you don't tweet.
No,
because
my wife's Panamanian. So if I'm racist, then I'm like, okay, they're in my house.
Yeah. I live with them.
They're in my house. I'm not my wife's not white, and I don't like Lenny's wife. Like, she's not just some white woman standing around going like, let's, like...
I didn't
like,
build I, a I live fence
it.
In
I'm
my
living
room.
It. I'm living it. Yeah. I'm living it.
You're in it.
But that wasn't the point. Anyway, we did the podcast earlier. Kevin told all this information, and then somehow we don't go live with it. We're not like we are now live on streaming. Somehow from the world, it just went out to the universe.
She called me a smelly cunt or something.
It's kismet. No, she said smelly cunt.
Me
5 seconds ago.
She said something about my podcast, and so I don't know how she knows. Like,
she knows.
Maybe it's out there. Maybe I have maybe my telepathic. Powers are extra strong today.
Extra.
Whatever it is.
So she's not going to retweet.
Doesn't sound like... Once you call somebody a smelly cunt, I don't think that's...
I think there's nothing that he's tweeting.
First of all, I didn't get a bump
anyway.
So even if she did retweet it, I didn't see anything. She didn't retweet it because I didn't see anything that she did.
Can't you just play nice so we can get...
No, it's just infuriating. I lived in California for 3 years. Yeah. They're all full of shit. I trash them all. I go on Opie and I trash them all. Opie and Norton, I trash them all.
That's a good question.
Nick Schwartz, you did trash
Nick Swartzen,
everybody.
Yeah. Tom Papa, my brother.
Yeah, we apologize. So all our podcast is him doing this.
No, because they're all full of shit. They're all full of shit. I'm sorry. They're all full of shit.
Everything's hashtag I'm sorry. But LA, do you find that in LA people, that they're very... politically correct. They don't want to make it. They all want to be liked. That's the theory.
Well, yeah.
Every time I meet them, they come here and they're like, I love this place. I'm like, you never even fucking heard of it.
But then you go to LA, they can be kind of cold. Mm. Like,
you're from New York? Ow.
But they're just like, oh. Mm. Okay.
They're just very judgmental.
They like, they move past you.
I think people here are very peaceful. I said, to a group of comics just hanging out, said that I thought that Indian girl was a boy because she had a lot of hair on her neck. Mm-hmm. People looked at me like I was an asshole for making an observation.
Where was it? Where were you? Williamsburg?
In Queens.
Creek in the cave.
Yeah. Well, you're NYU.
I was hanging out with comics, made just a simple observation. I didn't like tell the girl that.
Well, the world is getting more and more we see this in comedy, too. It's getting more politically correct.
Yeah. I think...
Did you see Triumph the Insult Dog go to that college?
And it was so fun watching how awkward they were, because it's like they don't know. It's like they're speaking a different language.
They basically
only do it as a dog. That's the point. You can't do it as a white man. Like what's in the guy's name
Robert
who
Spiegel.
Does it, he can't do it. He's got to be a dog. He's got to be like a lovable or hateable pet.
Well, that's the point.
Noam the other day said, he goes, he's talking to me and Voss. He goes, you guys are like the last of a dying breed, because in the future, you won't be able to, like, do... The jokes won't be able to be mean anymore. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he's right or not, but the point is that, like, you can't say shit. And in L.A., they're all PC because they're not even, like, worried about comedy. They're worried about, like, their agent or development deal. So they all got to be likable. Like, guys come here, and they go, this guy's the greatest. This guy's the fucking great. And I see him, like, it's the same boring shit. You know, I'll name a name, but it's the same boring shit.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because it's like for LA, it's edgy, or LA, it's like interesting.
Well, LA, they're all like,
and then they come here, and then you're like, it's not interesting at all. It's not interesting at all because it's like very predictable.
It's been hyped.
Well, it's also
like commercial edge. Mm. It's commercially edgy.
I wouldn't even say it doesn't really seem to me like there's ever any edge with it. It just seems to be like performance and like fun and like chewy for the audience, where they're like, oh, but then they come here and the audience is like, nah, I don't know.
I'll name a name. What's the guy who just did a thing for HBO with Judd Apatow?
Pete Holmes?
Yeah, Pete Holmes. So he goes on. I actually have I can't even say this now.
That was great. He's like, I'm going to name names. Shit.
No, he made everybody else name.
Someone's being LA.
I'm sorry, Pete. Here it comes.
No, yeah, I can't say it.
All right. Oh, that was it?
Oh, wait. Maybe I can't. No, I can't.
Yeah.
Think well, about that for a week.
No, anyway, some people were coming to see me.
Yes.
And then they were saying, and they, I can't say it. Okay. Anyway.
But yeah, I think it's. I think this is just a phase. I hope
a
it's
phase?
Just
a, what
I hope
mean
it's
a phase?
Phase. Well, it said, like, you know, there was a lot of PC culture in the early 90s when Clinton first got in office.
That's what I was going to ask you. Will the pendulum swing if Republicans get back in office?
Anybody I don't think it's going to swing depending on who's on office.
How's it
going to
swing?
It just needs to
kind
of...
what are you talking about in the early 90s? Were you doing stand-up in the early 90s?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, then shut your fucking podcast. Okay.
It's fair enough.
Wow.
It's fair enough.
Wait,
I was,
what's your
I was just trying to say that it could be a
what's
pendulum instead of just
it?
Saying, like, we're fucked and it's
no,
the apocalypse.
No, it's the pendulum because it was like... It's like if you look at... I mean, I blame, you know, like NBC with Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers because they're not doing comedy.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing
comedy. I agree with that.
Since they're not doing comedy and they're that's in the old days, you used to try to get on like these shows. These are the most, you know, Jimmy Fallon's show is watched by so many people that like if you get on the show, they're going to think like that's comedy or something. Like you could do a thing, something on Netflix and be like really edgy. But if like the, if the,
you're I saying just, the mainstream is
if the mainstream thinks this is comedy, like Jimmy Fallon is comedy and then like who he puts on is comedy, then like, you know, when I started, it was like David Letterman. The guys who were on David Letterman were considered comedy.
Yeah.
That was like much edgier. You
but
know?
Do you think like even in like the mid 80s when you look back and you see all those comics that were just like it was so hacky and gross? And is this just this version of that? Is this our version of
what
it?
What do you mean? Who
we got
mean?
Overbloated? Where you see like you
no,
look back
that was
and, like,
the late 80s. I'm talking about like, when Letterman mean, like, first started and like all the comics were good. And
oh
they were
no no
all
no!
Edgy.
I agree with that. Where I think Letterman kept the edge up almost clear to the day that he retired.
Not really,
but I'm saying
well, that's Eddie Brill's fall.
But Ed, like, end of...
No, then Lenny made a face, because Eddie and Lenny's in that group.
Yeah, but I never got booked by Eddie Brill.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
But I'm saying, like, do you think this is part of the bloat? Is this part of, like, this PC culture? Is this part of, like, the thing that'll go away when,
no, I think it's
when
because,
it goes back down?
I think it's because, like, people today getting older, they think that, like, if you make a joke about, you know, women or gay people or black people or Indians that... It's not right. Back in the day,
yeah.
People didn't think it was a problem.
They're just, you know? Like, yeah, it was
so
just
now
a joke.
The jokes now the yeah. jokes have to be better, but even if they're better, some like you,
you
know,
can't watch All in the Family anymore.
Oh, dude, I watched an old episode of that.
You know, but it's
in shock, right?
I mean, does it feel
you can
like
never
to you?
Say that. Huh?
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
you
right.
can't do that show.
Yeah, I oddly enough listened to an old Jerky Boys album, which is just prank phone calls.
Yeah.
But you're just like, there's no fucking way you could do that
yeah.
now.
Right.
There's no way you could do that now. Call a pizza place and say you're gonna bomb them. You're like, there's no fucking way you could do that.
Well, that's a different issue.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, yeah, you're right. The joke has to be better, but there's going to be audiences that just don't respond to it at all.
You can get away. You can. You look. Kevin is a perfect example. If you're on the line, it's just the line has moved closer and closer.
I mean, I
can
get
left.
Away with a little bit because my wife's Hispanic, so I can do like jokes.
There you go.
Like, so I can get away with a little bit, but. But I'm just saying, like, even at the Village Underground here at the Cellar, they have a lot of big groups of women, and because they always book big groups over there, right? Don't they send big groups
no,
over there?
No, we don't send big
groups. Well, if there's a group of eight women, you're
tampon
gonna,
you, night.
No, are you going to send them to the Underground versus the Comedy
We don't
Cellar?
Send people anywhere. People make reservations.
No, but you can't take a big group of eight at
you
the Comedy
take,
Cellar.
You could take groups up to eight at the Cellar.
Okay, so that's my point.
Yeah,
if it's
so
more than
point?
Eight, oh my God, it took that long to fucking get to that?
Well, I mean,
so
that's
big
ridiculous.
Groups, big 10 groups of 10.
Yeah,
any
sure.
Group, all you have to say was groups of eight.
Underground.
Groups eight.
Underground.
Women like to go out in groups,
yeah.
Especially here. The Cellar's like the hot spot. They go. There's like a group of 12 women, and they're all biased against. You know what I mean? They're biased towards a certain kind of joke,
yeah.
And biased against a certain kind of joke. Like if I call my wife, like the other night, I said my wife says I curse too much, but she's a cunt anyway. You know, like like that wasn't even a joke. I just said that.
Yeah.
I just said that anyway as like a joke,
yeah.
And like I said it as an ad lib. So, but I'm not gonna use it on my act because it's hacky. But
right.
But they're all like, if I did as a thing, they'd be like, well, you can't say that. You
wow,
know?
They do that.
No, they just be like, they don't even do that. They just look at me like we're not gonna laugh at
they
that.
They turn
like,
off. They turn that switch.
Yeah, they
off,
just
yeah.
go like, okay, he's a dick. And blah blah blah, you know. So that's why I do jokes about. I say do jokes about kids because there's no kids in the audience. You know, you don't lose the demographic. You know,
but they're even starting to get sensitive about that.
They get a little, but most people in New York they don't have kids, right? So
yeah. No, but they understand the angst. Of, I think most people will still give you the
yeah, they
benefit
get that.
Down.
But my point is, it's very like it's getting harder and harder, and it's just like you like.
It is.
You just can't, it's just, I mean, you can say whatever you want on Netflix or whatever, but even if you say something, people are like, oh, and everybody, because of the internet, people can just get a cause going. Yeah. You know
that's,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's,
and that's why uproar is easier.
Those writers on Fallon, and I know some of those guys. Fallon,
great writers.
Great writers, but he will not take anything that's too edgy.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, I watch Colbert and Kimmel.
Oh, he's the edgiest.
Yeah, and then you turn on Fallon, and you're like, oh, it's for children. Yeah. It's like Sesame Street at night.
Fallon's biggest bit is playing kids' instruments. Like, yeah. They can't get any more.
Or even like Flip Cup. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like bar games. With
that's
celebrities.
All he does.
Yeah, but
that's
it's with Channing Tatum, so it's interesting.
No,
yeah.
But it's totally safe. It's the safest thing you can possibly do.
Yeah,
you
know? It's pretty what he's bright because huh? People like him.
He's the one of the
he's killing it, right?
But it's almost like why? It's like the high fructose corn syrup of where you're like, that's not real. It's just like, you know,
but
imaginary.
So
but that's
and
what people
does.
Think. Yeah. But he, like Kevin said, he's setting the standard to what he thinks is real. So if he has a comic on that's kind of in that realm that falls under his umbrella, people are like, well, that's what it is now.
So do you think this becomes the end of comedy on late night? Do you think?
Well, I mean, they're not booking anybody.
Yeah, I haven't seen a stand-up comic on.
I hope people
Conan's
understand
like
that.
The only holdout.
He really Conan's yeah. The only one that does it.
The last one the last one on Fallon was I think guy Randy Syfax.
Did they
a month
not
ago.
Have a booker anymore?
I don't know.
No, they
do.
They have a booker. It's on Cringe.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
It's been on for a while.
No.
So they, yeah, they don't, they're not putting stand-up comics on. Yeah. Conan is the only one doing
yeah.
It. Seth isn't even doing it.
He lost the booker left. That's it. Let's not even replace. They don't even replace.
Yeah. That's so, weird. I mean, I think that's a bigger, yeah. We're just
well, I mean,
watching
I think that's better. To be honest with you, that makes it even more. Let's go see stand-up comedy. TV killed stand-up comedy for a while.
Yeah.
And so now when people come down there and you do that, and they do respond to Kevin, you know, you're nitpicking on some of these audiences because most of the
they
time you're
you.
Just
they,
murdering
yeah.
To the point of nobody's following this.
Right.
So
right.
The people do want to see this. People do want to see it.
Go watch Greer Follow Me. Greer plays... he does comedy like a team, like a great team does. Like they play to the competition. Like if I kill, I'm like, good luck, Greer. And then he fucking totally. He does his ping pong bit. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah. My God, he's doing the ping pong bit. You know. Yeah. And then the crowd, like they. Now I know why he has seven kids. Cause like I want to suck his dick. After I'm like, oh my God, I thought I was gonna give him a problem. And he just like you could see him almost laughing at me. Like Brennan thought I was gonna have a problem with this.
That's yeah. Great.
He does.
And he's got six pack abs too. Have you ever seen him with a shirt off?
It's all he once said he would come to my house and install the bar.
It don't matter how he's got him.
No, it's not for him. For me,
he's got to make an excuse. I'm saying it's all what that he's doing.
Pull ups. He showed me the
okay, but he still has them. Then why doesn't everybody have them?
I don't know. He's got time on it. I don't have time to even install the bar.
You have time. You have time.
I can't install. I don't want to do that.
You have time.
It hurts.
Yeah, there it is. There, here are the honest responses from Lenny. Kevin just, yeah, you just got him to give it. Like, I felt like a detective.
You know, and also.
Where were you? You're like,
also,
I did it.
There's a definite fear that I'll be the one guy when we put it up. I will boom.
You're not going to be, Lenny.
The door frame. Right,
well, I'm just saying that's my
fear. Rip the thing down?
I'll pull that thing down.
Then you'll have to move.
I'm just laying on the floor going,
So that's the biggest Hulk reason. That's the biggest reason you shouldn't get married, because then you're gonna have to move, and that's gonna be a nightmare.
Here we go. Kevin's not a big advocate of marriage.
No, not in New York, because then you got to move. You got to move, and then you want to get. Okay,
you
just
live
good luck.
This life. You live it.
I don't live nothing. I don't
you
live your
moved,
life.
You're still here. You do all the stuff.
Okay, you don't know
do.
What I did. I'll tell you someday over some fucking cappuccinos.
But
you don't know. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. I know.
Have you ever had caffeine?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, you've never had caffeine?
I don't do coffee.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
How do you get by? I don't like.
Do you eat
what's
it?
I'm
rice?
A happy person. I have great
you?
Parents. Yes.
Do you eat at a reasonable hour?
There's skeletons somewhere.
you could keep trying, but
no, he's got to have something.
Yeah.
You never had caffeine?
You have to have a release.
I've had
man.
Caffeine. I mean, I've had it, but I don't. I'm not addicted to it.
I feel like you're like a
CIA. I'm not addicted to it either. Why don't you just join the Mormon Church if you're already there?
No drugs. No, you don't like not like Adderall. Like there's no weird thing that you've got going
on. Do you take NyQuil when you're sick?
When I'm sick?
Yeah. If you're feeling sad,
I have to be really
feeling dangerous.
If I can't swallow, you know, that thing you can't sleep.
Oh, when you're going to die?
I'm going to
That's when you have a little bit of NyQuil?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What
I rarely get sick.
Guys, everybody.
Sorry.
Lenny's cutting loose. He's going to have a little NyQuil because his throat's closing
Trust
up on
me. I'm like, is this going to kill me? Because I don't want to have the ironic death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, he had one shot of NyQuil. Blood pressure dropped, dead. Found him dead.
That's true because your body's not used to it. So you might have a bad reaction.
Could happen.
My body's a former septic tank, so I can take.
And his mom dates a lot of guys.
Yeah, a lot of jizz was flowing through our fucking pipes.
So he's seen a lot. He can handle a lot.
That's why he probably never gets sick.
I'm an outdoor cat.
Yeah.
His dad has hepatitis. Yeah.
He did.
I'm saying you were warned. You had all these like warnings in your house. You didn't have to watch like an after school special. It was right in your fucking house. Your dad's like doing heroin. And
every 3 months, I was just getting news about something else to avoid.
It didn't work. You didn't get scared straight at all.
No, but I'm fucking unbeatable. No.
He does impressions. He got that out of it.
That's what I did. That's what gave me the
gift. He learned to cope
by becoming someone else.
By becoming characters.
Don't talk in another voice. It doesn't hurt when you're the other voice.
He goes to Rodney.
Hey, your kid's there. Your dad's not coming back.
Oh, like, that's a good Rodney.
Good Rodney.
I can listen to Rodney all day, except today.
Okay.
Except today. Hey, while I have... Do you know he's on a show right now?
No, I don't want to talk about people's success.
Why? Yeah, I do.
And at the end of the show. First of all, you jinx it. You jinx it.
I'm not jinxing him.
At the end of the show.
He's already filmed it.
This show's about me, you cocksucker. We're trying to get Twitter followers.
True.
Sorry. Kevin Brennan 666.
Follow him.
How is us taking over the show talking about Dan Soder's excellent career?
Let me tell you.
He gets one good break after the other.
What impression do you do? Give me a couple of famous people other than Rodney. Live people?
No, dead. Just mostly dead.
All dead. Do they have Twitter accounts?
A deal in the dead.
Do you know, see where I'm going this?
No.
Do they have Twitter accounts?
You
want to
tweet
follow?
At someone? Does Sam Elliott have a Twitter account?
Sam Elliott has a great Twitter account. He's got 20 million followers.
No, he doesn't.
Follow Kevin, Sam. Will you, please?
Does Sam Elliott?
Hey, Sam, if you
grew up in the high plains of the Rocky Mountains, Kevin Brennan might be one of the most angriest people. Have you ever seen a beehive meet a cobra snake? That's what's happening inside Kevin Brennan's brain.
I'd hire him if I had a show. Lenny, have you ever had this?
No, I would never go near that. That is
those
so
are great.
Bad for you.
No, they're not.
I just had
those
this.
Are better than Red Bulls.
I just drank this because I feel a little sluggish after my chicken kebab.
That is when so
I
was, bad.
I'm going to have
when
one.
When I worked at Norm McDonald's, sorry, Dan.
I love Norm McDonald's.
I'm not going to plug my own show.
Plug your show. I'm here to celebrate
that
you.
That was canceled. No, but anyway, I worked on Norm McDonald's sports show as a writer. So I took one of these. Like I drank after lunch one time. I drank a whole one. I'm like, oh my God, there goes my heart.
Yeah.
My heart was like going like, oh my God. So I just started walking. I was walking around like we're at a studio like on Santa Monica Boulevard. I just kept walking until my heart stopped saying I'm going to have a heart attack. Now I do a half a shot and I do another half a shot. Like I let. So that's what I'm saying.
I like the taste.
If you ever do this. I love them.
They're the best. Yeah.
If I ever decide to be an idiot.
5 hour energy drink.
Just a little bit.
When I was a waiter, I was hungover, and I drank two of those one time. I was so hungover.
I
thought it was going to work. I was like, I'll shoot out of this.
Wait, back to back you drank them?
And I had to go sit downstairs in the locker room where my hands were shaking.
Cold sweat.
And I was just like, I was smoking cigarettes like I just witnessed a murder. I was like, I got to go back inside.
When I was a waiter, same story except before that. I was a waiter, and I was like really hungover.
Yeah.
And I was putting down a cup of tea at this table. My hand was shaking from being hungover, and the little girl at the table said, "Daddy, why is his hand shaking?" I'm like, "Shut up, you little whore!" Nobody else is gonna say it, you know. She's like, "Daddy, you know how kids are. They can't keep their trap shut."
Watch
she's
this like, after school special.
Dad, why is his hand shaking? It's because I got a drinking problem. I go to college. Okay?
I try to numb the pain, little girl. Hey, here's your tea. You want to get this tea on the face, you nosy little bitch?
Yeah, I was not happy. I was not a good waiter either.
I was a terrible waiter. One time, I did a set. This was right before I quit waiting tables. I did a set here, and I walked down to the Blue Note, and Prince was walking in. He, like, walked in the back door.
Yeah.
And I was with a friend, and I was like, we should go see if Prince is going to go play. And we just sat there drinking until 4 a.m., and they're like, yeah, no, Prince just wanted to come watch his drummer.
Oh.
And then I had to wait tables at 9:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And I was sweating out whiskey. And I remember my manager was
where?
Like, Dos Caminos at, in Midtown.
Midtown, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was just sweating it out. And my general manager was like, you smell like you're drunk right now. And I was like, it's all coming out.
I am.
And then one of the guys, one of like the bros, one of the business guys was like, I had a long night last night. And I, for the first time, I just fantasized smashing in his head with the water pitcher to the point that I thought I could. I was like, am I capable of doing this? Because it got so real in my head.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to beat him to death with this fucking.
I was a waiter. Did I ever tell you a story when a guy threatened me?
No.
No, some
well,
guy.
That should have been every day. Yeah.
Yeah. That was his best customer.
That's Bob.
Yeah.
No, I was a waiter at this place in the Midtown, and then like in between lunch and dinner, it would be slow, but we'd still be open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like stragglers would come in. But
yeah.
This guy came in by himself, and he's sitting there by himself, and I'm like the waiter, and already you feel like kind of like weird because it's like mano a mano, you know? So the guy says, I want to get the four cheese pizza, and if you don't have it, I'm leaving. I said, don't threaten me, sir.
That's great.
So he told a manager, and I got fired.
You got fired for that?
Yeah, but that was one of many.
That's a great joke, though.
One of many.
Don't threaten me.
No, but that's how I felt. Like, if I'm leaving, I'm like, I don't fucking own the place. Like, I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want. You know?
I got caught smoking weed outside the dumpster by an Italian restaurant. I was waiting tables, but we were in the middle of a rush, so I couldn't get fired.
That's great.
I had a full section, so the owner had to just watch me be stoned to shit waiting the tables.
Wait, did you get
and
fired,
then fired
after?
Me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he had to let me finish the shift because I had a full section. What was he going to do?
I would have quit in the middle of the shift.
Do you get to keep your tips?
Quitting. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. I had to.
I was stealing money from that place anyway.
Yeah,
I turned my employee card into a manager card.
Nice.
They left the computer unlocked. And that was just...
Did they let you have a staff reel
Strombolis.
After you got fired?
No, that's not
bad. You're like, hey, I'm still pretty baked. Can I get some of those raviolis?
Get it to go. Give it to him to go. Fired.
Scobo, did you have a wait table?
No, I was an usher, though, on Broadway.
Really?
For Broadway plays, yeah.
Does that make any money, handing out the...
No. It was like $40 a show, but it was the best, because we just got shit-faced downstairs in the basement. The whole time, because we had a refrigerator.
Did you sing the songs while they were up... Can you hear it?
I just
we could hear everything. Yeah, we could hear everything.
See all the shows.
We used to get in trouble. We used to play cards, and we used to just fucking bat and scream, and people could hear us from the fucking stage.
So, yeah, someone's crying doing a Les Mis number. Yeah. You hear that fucking burrow trash downstairs being like, no, that's not how it goes.
Hamilton punched me in the face.
Yeah, then we got a pool table, and that was
bad.
Wait,
how do you even get a job there?
A buddy of mine worked there. They needed people one weekend, and they asked me to do it. And then he's like, "You want to keep doing this?" I was like, "Yeah, this is great."
I was
great.
Born to do this.
This is fantastic. I used to curse out people who sucked. Like the people were like, "That's not my seat. I want to sit there." And I'd be like, "You used to move them."
Just grab them by the back of the neck and go, "I'll fucking end you."
Because they always wanted to move up. Because people like who like love Broadway realize if you buy the tickets all the way in the back, they're like $50 cheaper.
Yes.
But they know no one's gonna. It's like the section that no one's gonna sit, so they can just move up.
Oh.
And if they were a dick, you'd be like, "No, you got to sit back there the whole entire time."
That's like the baseball game, right? Did you ever do that, Lenny?
Move up.
Yeah.
Once.
That's just
mean,
once?
Seriously.
Once. Seriously?
Once? Seriously, Lenny.
Once. Just once.
Well, what are you worse do? That like faking my way? Oh, we just happen to be sitting up there.
What are you going to do on like, what are you going to do on your wedding night when Gina gets hammered and stoned?
She's not getting hammered and stoned.
Yeah, she'll have a couple of drinks.
Well, what do you mean? What am I going
to
do?
We're just going to judge her while she's laying waiting for you
she's
to bang
be out
her.
Cold. She gets if she drinks anything now, she headache immediately.
Well, you do flip her over and then you go at it.
I don't know. I'll document that for you, Kevin.
I want to do mushrooms with you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I feel
Lenny
like you need to open up.
Lenny
there's like a couple people I want to do mushrooms with just to open them the fuck up.
I just
Lenny
to
and Mike Vecchione.
Mike.
I just want to have a cup of tea with Lenny.
Yeah.
See,
that's too much for him. He's like, is this caffeinated?
Maybe decaf.
Maybe some biscuits.
Decaf. Honey vanilla.
Honey, what happened?
Do you ever wait tables, Lauren?
Yeah, I've spit in people's food before, too.
Oh, no. Why? Wow. Really? That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's some guys who would think that was hot.
No. What?
There's no, some guys because who are like, I get a lot of drunk guys, and one guy smacked my ass once, and I was like, fuck this, and just right in his face.
Where
food.
Was it? What restaurant?
New Jersey.
Of course.
New Jersey is cool. Any restaurant in New Jersey.
Yeah. All of New Jersey.
That's seasoning in New Jersey. Like, but this does have spit on it. She's of course.
Was
it
a restaurant
in New Jersey?
Was it a place where you're wearing less clothes? Or was it like a Hooters
no,
type place?
No,
or just like
no,
a regular
no,
place?
No, just like a regular place. It was actually a nicer restaurant.
It's your fault for
like,
having an ass.
This.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, putting it near a hungry man. How dare you?
She had an ass, Your Honor.
Liz, did you ever wait tables?
Briefly. But I wasn't.
Oh, you would have been a fucking terrible waiter, but a great coworker.
That's why she's in charge.
Because Liz would just, I guarantee you were a waiter that would just talk shit back.
I wasn't good at it.
She'd be the mean chick from waiting.
I was a better bartender. I became a bartender.
Yeah, because
really
you control people better when you're a bartender.
I never bartended because I don't like drunk people. Like, I don't like to conversate with them. Waiting, you could just deal with them and move on.
The worst type of waiters are the ones you worked with that gave a shit. That made everyone else do more. They're like, guys, come on. And you're like, fuck you.
Apparently everybody tells me that you get to some point where it's over. That little attitude.
Yeah.
They all get to some point and then you have to stop waiting tables because you cannot be that attitude anymore.
Yeah. Or you're a career waiter.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's a lifer.
Mm-hmm. I said I'm going to get a real job one day, and people scold you like those people, the ones that get mad. What do you mean real job? This is a real job.
I wake up every
not.
Day.
I'm high constantly, and I eat the food as I walk to the table. This is not a real job.
I got caught eating the leftovers of so many people.
That's so gross.
That is.
I don't give a fuck. I'm white trash. Awesome. Fuck you. You know how delicious that food was when you're on your feet for fucking 6 hours.
Was it Mexican food?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
I used to run food. I used to run food.
Why is it okay if it's Mexican?
Because it's finger. It's finger food, so you could. But I remember one time we had empanadas. We had to trade empanadas. It was like this business lunch, and I was bringing them around. And then, where we would put the dirty plates was under the stairs. And so I took one of the dishes early under the stairs, and I was just eating it.
Squirreling.
And then this lady behind me goes, "Sir," and I just kept eating.
And she goes,
"Sir," and I just turned around. And I was like, "Yes." And a bunch of shit. She's like, "Are you eating the empanadas?" I was like. Yes. It was the worst.
Why did she care? She was a customer?
Yeah. Why she wanted to know where the restroom was.
Oh.
And I was just fucking shoveling food in my face.
When I was a busboy, we used to always, any good cut of meat, we would save it in, the bread tray, which was warm, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, and somehow, I guess I told my mom or something. She found it. She goes, "I don't want, you're eating other people's meat?" I'm like, "Yeah, fucking feed me. Feed me. I'm 1 of 10. You think I'm not going to go for the prime rib?"
Were you hiding meat in your room or something like that?
No, but it was just like, I'm like, that's a good cut of meat. London broil.
He's got a butcher shop in his room.
Yeah.
That was delicious.
I need a freezer.
And it's like, what's going to happen if you eat someone else's meat? And it's not porn. No talk. What's going to happen? What's the worst that can happen? Hepatitis C, maybe.
Yeah, it just makes you stronger. It's usually Hep A, and that's curable.
Kevin is taking orders, I want the rare. You sure you don't want a medium well?
Yeah, sir, I'm going to step in here and say I'm a medium guy.
Then another thing happened was, the busboys would always we wouldn't make as much money as the waiters, and it was a place where you would pool all the tips.
Yeah.
So anyway, a lot of the other busboys were stealing tips. And so I never felt comfortable doing it. So anyway, one time, the other busboys were making so much more money. So one time I was like, fuck it, let me go for it. So I grabbed the tip and I put it in a napkin, and then I crumbled it up and had it in my hand. So the waiter comes over, he goes, "Where's the tip?" I'm like, I don't know. And then I open that one, I'm like, ta-da! Here it is! But I was such a, I was a 15-year-old kid, so he probably thought, he maybe did make a mistake. But I was like, oh my God, the first fucking time? It's like you doing mushrooms time, or you take a NyQuil, he OD'd on NyQuil!
Yeah.
Cherry goddamn NyQuil killed Lenny Marcus.
See, you're the same, you just don't want to admit it.
No, I know, because I have no luck.
Yeah.
That's
one time I steal a tip, and everybody else is like, I made an extra
yours
40
is
bucks.
Karma.
Karma at 15?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll fucking beat the shit out of you, Larry.
You're angry at 15. Want to tell him the Judd Michaels story? Go ahead, tell him.
No, I can't even. It's not even that good. What is the story?
told it.
You're mad at.
No, because I'm 1 of 10. And the only, that's why I still hate my birthday to this point, because every time at my birthday, my mom would be like, "What do you want?" That was the only day she gave a shit about me.
Yeah.
Because that was the day, she by law had to pay attention to me. So I said, there was one guy in Little League, he was batting average was 567. And I was like, I would suck his dick to be hitting five. Because then my parents would have to pay attention to me.
Yeah.
I'd be in the paper all the time. I'd be like, oh my God, this is fantastic.
Just getting a bunch of slap singles and fucking.
Yeah, no, the guy was a good hitter. He ended up being a drunk, but of course.
Okay.
Because he couldn't handle success at that when he was 12.
No more autographs. No more autographs.
Yeah.
You kept stats at 12 years old. You know his batting average.
Because you would get in the paper. So it's like you get in the paper, you're somebody.
And anyway, so you wanted to be Judd Michaels?
I wanted to be Judd Michaels.
Guy hit 567.
I mean, yeah, but then he peaked at 9.
No, that's the problem.
Fucking 13 years old, he's got a drinking problem.
No, that's the problem, peaking early. It's like the high school athlete. They peak early.
When'd you peak?
Probably today.
This is it.
A guy wrote in this week to us and said, like, to ask Kevin to pick on the Eagles. That's all he wanted Kevin to do. Is rail,
I like
build
this
up
guy.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
No, because then did I say something about the Eagles?
No.
No.
That was it. He was just that's you what he wanted
reverse,
to hear.
You
he
have to reverse psychology, Kevin. You have to be like, you know, yeah, he's pretty great.
Yeah, I didn't
Eagles.
Get that.
I don't know. I didn't even know if he meant the band. Or
you know what's a great? You know what's a great organization?
I think he meant the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is be like,
no, I'm from Philadelphia.
That
so
guy's gonna fucking write in. No, Eagles, the band. I want you to do.
Yeah, whatever I pick, he's gonna pick the other one.
That was one. That was when we had our first. Email today.
That was the only email we got.
That was the only email.
How we
got
number 5 and then we get one email?
I don't know. Because goes back to the Sarah thing. You have to keep saying, right? You have to keep saying your podcast name, the Twitter feed.
Yeah, last time I was on podcast. Bobby's show, they said they couldn't find me on Twitter. So I'm Kevin Brennan 666. What are you?
Lenny Marcus NYC.
Liz, did you get one yet?
No, I didn't get a
She'll
Twitter
She'll answer
account.
The Comedy Cellar.
You guys want to give yours?
Sure, I'm at Dan Soder.
Is this
why are you saying like that?
No,
I didn't say like
he
that.
He signed up on time.
There's 9,000 Kevin Brennan's. Want to tell? There's another Kevin Brennan. The one who has his.
Oh, there's a Parliament guy.
There's a Parliament guy.
That fucker.
And I said, Kevin should
prick.
Get on a plane and stalk him.
No, if I get more followers than him sometime, that's going to be enough for me. That's like my John Michaels 567.
But you'll never be Kevin Brennan though, because he's verified and everything.
I know.
Yeah, but he's Kevin Brennan 666. That's
no, but.
So
perfect.
Yeah, that is a good
so
one.
Much better. It really is.
Can I get verified as Kevin Brennan Neil's brother? Can I get verified? Yeah.
That's a long Twitter handle.
Could you imagine
though.
If the person verifying was your brother and you had to ask him?
He still wouldn't do it.
Oh my God, that's a lot of.
He wouldn't do it. Kevin would be the last person verified on Twitter if it was his brother in charge.
I think Kevin Brennan 666 is perfect.
It really is.
For the podcast we're doing, because
no,
people think
life.
I'm the devil. Not really, just a little bit.
I don't know.
Whatever.
If we went to court right now and then...
No, because I do shit on people. When I'm not really doing it now, but when I do, whatever. I name names. That's
we
the
make
thing.
Them say one nice thing.
No, I name names. Like, nobody names names.
Yeah, you can't name names. That's but the, I do that's the I key do in it. Shitting on people.
The last time I was on Opie, or the second time I was on Opie, I shit on Nick Swartz, and then he texts me, what the fuck are you doing? And I don't even respond to him. Because that's an LA thing. I'm not comfortable with your text, so I'm not going to respond to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, if I asked him for something, the reason I shit on him is because when I was out in LA, he said, you know what you should do? He's like, how many Twitter followers do you have? I'm like, at this point, I was trying to get writing jobs. He goes, have somebody like me and Sarah and your brother do the Follow Friday or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But then I texted him. I go, can you do the thing this week? And he never responded. So it's like the conversation never happened.
Yeah.
And that's all of LA. Like when we're talking to each other right now, I'll pretend like we're friendly. And then when I see you on the street, I'll cross the other side of the street. You know what I mean?
Unlike New York, where the next time I see you, I'm going to know to get you pissed off. I just have to say something nice about something to aim you in that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to try to continue that.
Right.
Yeah. Because this
but
is
I'm
a conversation.
Saying, but you can't avoid, you can't, like, it, I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, I'll do it, and then I'll never do it because I may never see you again.
Yeah, that's the worst.
There's no hangout in California, you know?
Well, it's because everybody's isolated in their own cars driving.
Right.
Everywhere.
And even if you go to the comedy club, you don't go to that comedy club or the other comedy club. Where here, it's more, you're going to see everybody at some point.
Yeah, you run into everybody.
Yeah.
Plus, Kevin's philosophy is the A. Vigoda as Tessio. It was only business.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's his thing. Like, he's got to shit on you. It's only business. It's only...
I didn't know that, but
the man
now,
has code. I can't...
I didn't know that, but now I do. Because people like, listen to the podcast. I think they like it when you, like, come clean or whatever. You
name
what I mean?
Names?
Yeah, when you name names. When you're just, like, honest about whatever you're saying. They're like, oh, this guy's cool because we know he's not full of shit. You know?
Yeah, whatever happens. They like, this is what they love about Kevin Brennan. He's got the...
He's the realist.
He's crazy. He's 100%, whatever that show thing.
He's not even 100%. He's 666%. He's really good.
Overreal. He's overreal. You're too real.
But I still can't do characters. If I could do characters, I wouldn't be talking to you like
that. Oh, yeah, but, you know, you have...
I'd be like in L.A. doing voiceovers.
No.
My wife goes, why? She goes, because somebody said I had a good voice on the radio. And so my wife says...
Who said that?
I don't know, somebody.
Yeah.
So
Write in, please.
There's a lot of people out there. All you need is one person to say
it. That's true.
Like, somebody said it.
That's true.
So my wife said, I've always said you have a good voice on the radio. Why don't you try to do voiceovers? I'm like, because voiceovers is like, that's everybody wants to do that.
It's the easiest thing.
You don't have to, it doesn't matter what you look like. So I'm going to lose out to, like, Chris Keys. You know Chris Keys?
Yeah, I love Chris Keys.
He can do any voice. I don't know if you can do any voice.
I can't do any voice.
But you have a good voice anyway. And on top of that, you can do characters. So
yeah.
You're going to get every job that I'm not going
to. Wait, you're going to get every job. Not quite. Because who is the guy? It was driving me nuts. There's a guy who did a commercial. And I was like, that's Dan Soder.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, really? It was the Miller Lite commercial. He was like, Miller Lite. And you're like, I got multiple texts where people are like, dude. Fucking
good
Miller
job.
Lite. Yeah, like,
good job. You're going to take me out to dinner. You're getting big paychecks.
Yeah. Did you buy your mom a car yet? Like, all my shit friends back home are like, dude. Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, that's not me
but
at all.
But Brian Scott McFadden gets a lot of things. Because then I hear him like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
It's him. That's Brian McFadden.
He made $1 billion doing the voice of a sheep going, bah, rah.
For what commercial?
That's all he had to do.
Sleepy?
Mattress, yeah.
Whatever.
But he can do it. Nobody wants a voiceover actor who can't do characters, you know?
Mm.
Actually, I used to warm up at Spin City like 15 years ago,
yeah.
1996. You know?
Michael J. Fox or Charlie Sheen Spin City?
Michael J. Fox, like
yeah,
the first
that's
year.
The good Spin
that's
City.
The great
yeah.
first
Spin City.
Year. Mm. And so I was, and there's one of the writer's girlfriends was, you know, she had an agent and she's like, you got to go meet my agent at Cunningham. They're going to love you. So the guy to do voiceovers, you know, or whatever. So I meet the agent. He's telling me blah 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 blah. You know, Woody blah blah blah. And he goes, do you think you can do it? I go, I don't know. What are the hours? Like, and that was a joke from Spinal Tap.
Yeah,
at the end of the
I
movie,
know exactly what's joking.
At the end of the movie, he goes, could you see yourself shelling shoes like one of the Christopher Guest?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know. What are the hours? But I just thought like everybody knew everybody.
Yeah, it's a great
everybody
joke.
Was in,
it's
everybody
like goes
was
up
in
to
on
11.
That joke. So I go, I don't know. What are the hours? Like, that's a joke. So he goes, hold on. He goes, hold on. He goes, hold on. He goes, hold on. I'll be right back. He leaves. Somebody else comes and they go, oh, follow me. They take me to the elevator. They escort me out. I'm like, wait, did you guys just see the movie?
That's so fucking funny.
You guys didn't see the movie? So she goes, I see the writer. I see the woman at the show. She goes, how'd it go? And they go, it's gone better. Things have gone better than that. What are the hours? Who would say that? Who would say that after a guy basically who take commercials seriously? That's their whole job, to take the shit seriously. And I'm basically saying, I don't know, what are the hours? Like, who would say that?
Yeah. Well, they probably, that's what they thought. They're like, oh, this guy's a fucking psycho. Hey, Alice, if you could go in the room and take that man to the elevator.
But that's how they have guys whacked. They go, they just do misdirection. They go, oh, come here. I think it's going to take me to a bigger conference room.
You appreciate Goodfellas. You're coming in.
Yeah. No, I thought they were going to take me to a big conference room. They're like, you're the guy we've been looking for, a guy with a little bit of attitude.
Oh, we like it. We like how you sass that first guy. Now sass all of us.
There's this guy, Bruce Smirnoff. You ever hear of Bruce comedian Bruce Smirnoff?
No.
He's got the best one-man show I've ever seen, and it's all stuff that's gone horribly wrong like that.
He does have a one-man show?
One-man show. It's the funniest one-man show, but it's tragic. Like, he got a role on Archie Bunker's Place, the show after, and he's playing this lawyer. So you got to go see the show, but he gets fired, and they don't tell him. But he comes in the next morning for work or whatever, and he's ready to go, and he's there early. He's there before anybody, so they let him in because they saw him, remember him from yesterday. They let him in, and he's on set, and he goes to makeup, and he's just sitting, and people are like, no, and nobody's talking to him. Everybody's looking down like he's pitching a no-hitter.
He doesn't know he got fired?
He doesn't know he got fired. So this is, you know, 25 years ago. Then all of a sudden, finally, some person goes, there's a phone call for you. On the stage itself, there's a phone on the wall.
Big red
and
phone.
And it's just a phone hanging on the wall with the thing that he picks up. Okay. And hangs up the phone. And now he's got to walk past everybody. Take care. Goodbye. And it's going to walk out the door to.
Why did he get fired?
He got fired because he stepped on Carol O'Connor's lines.
What?
In rehearsal. Just like a little one. Just
at rehearsal.
In rehearsal. Like, it was just.
Oh, so Kyle O'Connor was a dick.
Fragile ego.
A dick. It's a everybody's great story a about dick. Kyle
that's
O'Connor.
That's what I said. Didn't I say that on the radio
today?
They
don't everybody's say anything. They're like, okay, let's do it again. Listen, they do it again. It's like, he probably just went, but get rid of that guy.
Yeah, and then they probably were like, cut. Can I talk to you over there? Who's the lawyer? I want you to ruin his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened. And he's got all his whole one-man shows about these stories.
Just about how much he hates Carol O'Connor.
He's got a Johnny Carson one, too. He's Johnny Carson.
Well, I heard Carson was a psycho.
Yeah, he was a psycho.
Every book I've read, it's like...
He was just I heard he liked to drink and do some blow. But who didn't in the 80s?
You got to read. You remember when you watched Johnny and they had Bombastic Bushkin?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? He wrote a book. Go read that guy's book.
Well, the lawyer just wrote a book that I wanted to read.
That's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah. That's the one I ordered. Yeah.
Why are we plugging that fucking Johnny Carson book?
Sorry.
Kevin Brennan 666.
Are you guys serious?
Sorry.
You're supposed to be taking over, not fucking homage to Johnny Carson.
How do you know we're not going to get a call from, I don't know, books?
Johnny Carson?
Yeah. You know, I'd be real balls if I shit on Johnny Carson while I was still alive, while I was still hosting the Tonight Show.
Oh, that would have been huge balls.
That's Johnny Carson. Oh, Lenny does characters.
Do you hate
never be on the show, Kevin.
That's pretty good for a guy who's never had an alcohol.
Funny. Did you ever? You didn't do the Tonight Show.
No. Oh.
Shame. What was the first late night spot you did, Letterman?
He's got the hour special on HBO though. That was
no.
Really
what cool. is it? Yeah. No. The first Conan.
Was Conan?
Yeah.
94. That's awesome.
93. And I was really nervous though.
Were you?
Yeah.
I don't have that tape.
Who are the guests?
I don't remember, but I did the ad lib during the show. I was doing a joke about being Catholic, and I turned to Conan. I go, I think that's why I'm on the show, because I said I'm Irish Catholic or whatever. But it was pretty nerve wracking. Anyway, good story.
He's cool though.
That's a great story. I'm always fascinated by that.
Right?
Shit.
Conan's cool.
Because I remember when Conan,
my first Letterman was scary because. What happened was I was
how come I don't have the tape of that either?
Just can I fucking tell my story? Can we fact check after?
Can we YouTube it? Let's YouTube it.
No, don't YouTube it. No. Anyway, the first time I was supposed to be on, they called me like I did my final audition like Monday, and then they call me that night and they go, "Can you do tomorrow?" I go, "No," and they go, "No, do tomorrow." So I go in Tuesday. And I have to run around and get a suit because I don't even have the right things to wear. So I'm running around. So I get to the show on Tuesday. My brother Danny comes. He wants to hang out. And I mean, they had a band there. So I was downstairs in like the supply room. So Danny is stealing stuff.
Sure.
He's stealing like hats and shirts.
And then I get
bumped. So I'm like, I'm not there. Once they look at the
security
camera, I'm not going to be asked back because my brother turns in the loot. So when they call me, they go, "Can you do the next day?" I'm like, "Oh my god, thank god they didn't fucking." They don't care if you steal.
So you just started taking things from the green
room.
Yeah,
the old
fuck
studio.
It, I don't know.
Huh? The old studio.
No, CBS. We were downstairs.
Channel 2.
I heard a tale. I don't even know if this is a true story, but I heard a tale was his first one.
Yeah.
The it was like he was a third guest, and the singer, there was a singer on, and she, while she was in her song, he was taking a shit. So he's there about to bring him on, and he's taking a dump.
Yeah. That's got to be nerve-wracking.
That's got to be one of the world's worst dumps.
Yeah, he's like, go, go, go.
What? Come on, keep singing.
Yeah, and it's keep a tell too. I'm going to poo. Poo, 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 poo. Here it comes out of my butt.
Keep singing, lady.
Yeah. Keep on with the singing while the poop's coming out of my asshole.
I was always waiting for him to do it because they're like, you had to wear a jacket. That was like a thing. And Natel doesn't wear a sport coat.
No, yeah. I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
He wore a sport coat. He looks ridiculous.
That's great.
They should have waived that rule for one guy.
Yeah.
Dave Attell. Definitely.
Yeah, the bomber jacket was always my favorite.
Yeah, after the first one, I think he was like, forget it. I'll do whatever I want. So.
Anyway, good luck, Dave.
Can I have that tape? Can we put the...
I don't know. I don't know where it is.
He doesn't.
Who loses
it?
Their Letterman set?
I thought I was going to do more. I thought I was going to do I know I was going to do... No, I actually did two. And then once Eddie Brill took over, I was like, fuck this. Because he was too nitpicky. He's like, Don, can you take that word out? I'm like, you mean the word that gets the laugh? No. No, I'm going to look a little dumb doing jokes that don't really deliver. I'd rather not do it.
They do make you change a lot of stuff.
So what's the point? What's the point of doing it?
I don't know. You should have done it.
I did it, but I didn't want to jump through hoops after Eddie went over there.
Do you even want to do another one?
Well, Letterman's not even done. I mean, Letterman's done.
What about like Colbert?
I would do, once our show hits number one, I'm going to start sending my tape out.
Okay.
Great.
That's smart. Could you imagine if we both had to go? Please just go for us.
What?
I'll send you alone on that one. If they want us both.
Oh,
to go.
No. Like Mike and a Mad Dog?
Yeah.
They want you on the couches?
No, that's what I would do. I would do like panel.
They'd just be horrified.
No, panel's better. Panel's better. Because when you do stand up, plus nowadays crowds are so like, they're so nervous because they want you to kill and they don't, like if your jokes aren't obvious, they get like, oh, what was that you know?
Well, you can hear it.
No, it's easier if you do panel because then if a joke bombs, the host is there to kind of save it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you have a lightning rod. Yeah. You have someone to talk
to. Depends on the show. Some of these shows, you look at you hear the audience, it sounds horrible. You can hear the horribleness of the
audience. Well, I know with Conan, they keep half of the audience in their LA thing, they keep half the audience lit. And they keep Conan lit. So, like, people are, like, looking at Conan the whole time. You're like, hey, me, for 5 minutes, just listen to me.
They're looking to see if Conan's laughing,
right?
Letterman would sit in the dark, and I would just hear him behind me. And he would, you'd hear him laugh. It would calm you down in a second if he was laughing. Yeah. And, but he would, one time I made fun of Paul, and he's behind me going, get him. Get him. Yeah, that's great. Get him.
That's awesome.
Paul said it? Paul said it?
No.
Oh, Letterman.
You could see me on the tape just like kind of half turn around like, what?
Excuse me, David?
I'm in the middle of doing this.
I have bits prepared, Mr. Letterman.
Want me to do crowd work to Paul?
Wait, what'd you say about Paul? You're that much a regular where you're coming on like Dean Martin? Hey, Paul, I saw you at the bar the other night, didn't I?
All right, Paul's telling me a story at dinner yesterday. I'll tell you this.
He's coming on
like Martin Short.
Yeah.
My friend Abby gets on a plane to go to the Grammy, and she's out in LA, but she's going to Andra Day. Did you see Andra Day? Do you know who I'm talking about? She was.
I know Sandra Day O'Connor.
Did you watch the show yesterday? The Grammys.
Of course.
Close.
Sandra
Day. Did you watch the Grammys?
Yeah, kind of.
There was a duet between her and Ellie Goulding. She was wearing white.
Elliot Gould?
Hello, here we go. I'm going to start singing. You sing when I start singing.
Elliot Gould and Sandra Day O'Connor.
Justice O'Connor.
Yeah. It's the weirdest. You know what? You were right to get on
Who
the treadmill.
Who booked the Grammys this year?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's like...
Talk about
you see these guys, and this Justin Bieber's going to be singing with this guy, and then that guy's going to be DJing, and then you don't know any of them. You're like,
Skrillex,
oh my God, what am I doing?
Actually, it was Deepu. And, weren't you the other guy with Skrillex yesterday?
Diplo.
I was waiting for Deepu to come on. Yeah. So Abby gets on the plane to go to LA, and then she's going to Andra Day's after party, right?
Okay.
Sits down, and she's in first class. My friend goes first class.
Yeah.
She gets on first class. Who's sitting next to Paul Schaefer? She says, hey, Paul. And she's like, oh, hey, I know you. She takes out her phone. Yeah, I'm Lenny Marcus's friend. Oh, yeah, how's he doing?
Isn't he dead?
Takes out a picture of me and Paul. You know, like
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, he thought she was full of shit, or did he pretend?
He knows me. Oh. Sure, he does.
He knows me. Yeah. You said that aggressively.
He knows me.
That bitch ass Paul Schaefer knows me.
I'm pretty sure Dave would be like, maybe he's a little more like didn't register. No, but we've met. Ray Allen knows Paul.
Oh God.
I was always worried.
How's he know Paul?
He's done He's booked him a million times to every project he's ever done. We did a benefit for his school.
But he can't get him on the show.
Could not get him on the show.
Well, I guess it's hard to do crowd work for 5 minutes. Hey, welcome to Aruba. we're not even in Aruba. I mean, Ray, we're not in Aruba.
Did you
guys fly here to Aruba?
I don't mean to muddle with your set, but I think you need to cut the first minute of boat jokes. They have no context.
No Aruba jokes. Yeah, no, I have a bit where, like, 100 condoms in a box. Who's buying that? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My whole life, I've never been that optimistic. So right there, I have a pause, and I'll in the crowd in a show.
Plus, they expire.
Cellar.
Did you bring that up? They expire.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I have that whole bit.
Okay.
So I go, who's buying that? And I look at Paul, and I go, I look over Paul, and Paul is like getting ready for the next song.
Excuse me.
And he just
what?
This is what you see when you look at.
That's
a complete deer in the headlights, you know? Yeah. And it gets a huge laugh, and Paul's just like stunned. He gets a huge laugh. I'm waiting there for a minute, and all you hear is Letterman behind me, like, yeah, get him! Get him! That's great! Get him!
That's awesome.
Get him! Like, what the fuck?
Take him down a notch.
Yeah, that was weird. Fun.
Very cool.
Did I tell you the speaking of that, did I tell you that when I was on Conan one time and I had like a callback joke?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So I'm doing my whole set. It's this joke, the hip hop thing.
That's pretty recent.
So I'm doing a callback, so I close with that.
Mm-hmm.
So they give me like a one minute signal on a cue card. So I'm doing my second to last joke. So and it gets like a slow applause break, like you used to get on Conan, like they call people clap and then it would. So I'm basically saying like hurry up, mm-hmm. but I'm like thank you for fucking come on everyone, thank you for everyone finally fucking clapping. So I get to the next joke. So when I say thank you, they all think I'm done.
Yeah.
So I see the cue card guy drop his cards.
Oh,
everyone's moving
God.
Around. Conan comes over to me. He goes, good job. I go, I'm not done. He goes, Conan goes, you're done. And this is all on mic. We're all mic'd.
That's great.
Where's that set? I don't have
no,
that one.
No.
So Conan comes you're and he done. Goes, you're done. So then I go, oh my God. And the crowd's like, "What? I don't know what the fucking crowd's thinking. So then we come over. And so Frank Smiley's like, what the fuck? I go, yeah, what the fuck, man? I still got this joke. He goes, can I do the joke? And he goes, I don't know. We'll see if we have time. So Conan comes. Conan doesn't even tell me. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, we're going to do the joke. He goes, I don't know. And he comes out of commercial. He goes, so sometimes there's a screw up and Kevin didn't get to do his last joke. So he goes, you want to do it now? I'm like, I don't know, because I don't even... It's hard to just...
Context and bring it back
it's
in.
It's hard to get right into a joke, you know? So I'm like...
That's set up for a bomb.
So then I get it out. It does fine. And then afterwards... The band, who's the band guy who used to play for Springsteen?
Oh, Weinberg. Max Kellerman.
Max Weinberg.
It's the boxing announcer.
Max Weinberg. Actually, Max Kellerman and Max Weinberg were there that night.
Yeah.
So Max Weinberg comes up to me and he goes, that was great. He goes, we love it when we get screw-ups. Because to them, it's like funny because everything's, you know, whatever. So he goes, we love it when we get screw-ups. It was great. So then he leaves, and Frank Smiley comes up, and I go, yeah, sorry, I don't know why. He goes, I said, Max says it's great for the show, and he goes, don't listen to Max. He goes, we don't run comedy through Max. Okay? I'm like, that's when you just go, somebody just fucking kill me. You know what I mean? Because...
No, we're going to make you do it. You're like, I don't want to do it.
No, yeah. it was just, I'm like, oh my God. Like, that's when you go, like, that's when you realize when you're on TV, like, everybody in the world is watching you. Like, every fucking gesture, everything you do.
Yeah.
Like, when you do sets in the club, you don't even give a shit, you know, because no one's watching you that closely.
Well,
you
the
know?
Timing's different. It's really odd.
Yeah.
It's really odd, right. The whole thing. Hey, Deepu, do we have anybody want
to? Yeah, we got some things in chat if you want to go.
Please,
to
any questions for lovely Kevin Brennan? I'm sure he's.
How about Dan, too?
And Dan, Dan's and upset everybody here, anybody.
Because Dan does.
George Clark says a cartoon with Kevin's voice would be pretty funny.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for throwing
that
out. Right.
What would that character look like? How do we draw it?
Angry,
like,
Dan, why don't you do me as a cartoon, Dan?
Why don't you do me as a car? I can't.
No,
I can't.
You gotta work
why
on
don't
that.
You? No, I can't.
I've been working on Kevin.
Right. It's hard.
Well, he does. Here's me doing Kevin. You could do this on video as well. Every time Kevin wants to speak to me now, he'll be on the other side of the room, and he does this. Lenny. Lenny.
All right. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's my one word
of
like,
that sounds like Stevie Ray Fromstein.
That's how you sound. Lenny.
I Rock to Rob says, get the fuck out. CVS stinks.
Okay. There you go.
Well, now I know why these guys don't have a job. Most people are out working. These guys are like, CVS stinks. Okay, go back to smoking your bongs and whatever else you guys do now. Whippets? You still doing Whippets?
No, one's doing Whippets.
That ended in the 90s.
It's all like oils and waxes now.
Wait, what do young kids think about the Grammys?
You think about the Grammys? Did you watch the Grammys?
I don't know. I'm almost 30. I'm not that young.
I didn't know it was on a Monday.
I'm almost
was weird. Oh, yeah, yesterday was Monday. Isn't it usually on Sunday?
I thought it was a joke. I was like, it's not on. It's Monday.
Oh, you're right. It's usually Sunday, right? Isn't it?
Didn't get a
maybe they do it on
up my Instagram game with my hashtags.
Okay. I thought it was great. I thought there were great performances. It was just on where I was.
But so did you see that new band? What did you think of Lemmy? They did a thing to Motorhead.
I don't want to watch it. Was it good?
Yeah, that was awesome.
And what's the name of that band?
Was
this coming?
Was it Dave Grohl?
It was Joe Perry, Duff McKagan, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny but they never Depp. Last because
oh, they're called Hollywood Vampires.
That's
yeah.
it.
But that's not they must have
Alice Cooper.
Yeah,
Alice
that's like Cooper, an actual yeah. band. Yeah.
Oh,
I
really?
Think they might have mm-hmm. just been doing it because Lemmy died.
Yeah, yeah they did like one of their songs.
Ace of Spades.
And they did yeah, Ace of Spades. They did.
Of course,
it was cool. The Bowie thing that got laid.
I didn't I saw, like I saw that.
The, well, I like the visual.
It looked
of it.
Like a high school musical. Like you went to go see your friend's sister in a high school musical, and you're like, yeah. "Got it, you're doing Bowie songs. Yeah. Can we leave yeah. now?"
I just like the digital, like the yeah, stuff that on was her cool. face, and it was like moving with her head.
She
I thought
just
that was
trying
wild.
Too hard to act like David.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, and she like, started talking like him. You're like, yeah. "Stop,
like,
just
kind of
sing. You
like
can
them.
Sing."
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it. I just watched it on mute.
I don't want to sound misogynist about it, but they could have had like a million guys with.
Oh, totally.
Brian Ferry. Anybody could have come out and...
Yeah, it's Steven Tyler doing it.
Would those guys saying, be showing those big-ass titties away, Gaga?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Is
that what you
Gaga.
Want?
I was like...
She's got a great voice.
Yeah, she does.
Yep. Can't beat her. National Anthem on the Super Bowl... I lost money because she went way over.
Sure, way over.
God,
and then I shut.
I took the $5.
You took the over?
I took the under.
You gamble. Took there the it under. Is. Yeah, that's what you do.
That was it. $5.
You gamble.
That,
I don't
that
know.
That was a big bet for me. I was like, $5.
Yeah, wasn't Whitney Houston's the longest one ever and she beat that one?
I don't know, but
she was. This is the longest one
I've
ever heard.
I was at a friend's house on Saturday, and she was like, "My friend was like, Lady Gaga was the best performance of the national anthem." I was like, "Whitney Houston's yeah. hands down."
Yeah. I was.
And
there.
She's like, "I don't. You were at that
you
Super
were
Bowl.
There?
I was at that Super Bowl. Yeah.
Oh, that's
happened like 10 feet in front
crazy.
Of me. I had the best seat in the house.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the wide right game. The Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So wow. I was there for that one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And yeah, then I played cool. her. Awesome. I played her that YouTube clip, and it just shut her down. I was like, "That's the best."
The YouTube clip. I was there for that one. I was there for that game too.
What, Lady Gaga?
No, the you mean U2 at the Super Bowl?
Oh, not U2. Oh. I said YouTube clip.
Oh, YouTube.
The YouTube.
Lady Gaga's was very good.
Yeah. There. You've been so to a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
When you go to a football game and everybody's drunk at the end of the game, are you like, can you guys keep it down over
guys.
There?
Guys. Guys. Guys.
The guys, they're trying to concentrate on the field. The guys had a field guys. Goal to kick down.
Hey, sir, could you stop yelling, sir?
This is how bad the old Giants Stadium was. I would run out of the press box. Somebody would be there. Let's say you went to the game and I said, I'm going to bring Kevin a book,
yeah.
like the stats for at halftime. I'd run out of the press box. I'm a statistician for the Giants, for those of you who don't know this. So I run out of the press box. I get there's the spiral corners of Giants Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
What they would
the
do was
one, yeah.
there would be guys from the top would throw a dollar down there, and like if you went to pick up the dollar, they would just spit on you from the upper deck. That was like one of their things.
That was before phones. That's before phones fun.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't have an app to look at this butt model. Let me spit on this idiot who's going to pick up a dollar.
We would do that with mustard at Veterans Stadium.
That's a Philly thing. It's a demeanor.
They had to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
No, at lower levels, we would just drop mustard down.
Brawls, just all, if you had like a Philly jersey, and you know, that's where the brawls
that's
would be right
sports.
At halftime, yeah. right in the spiral thing.
You never bring another team's jersey into the Giants Stadium.
Yeah, you're
no, you know
for
who
trouble.
Did? I'll give you a I got Vecchione and Big J tickets one time.
Perfect.
Perfect. On like the 40-yard. They were so perfect. Psyched. 40-yard. Giants, whatever year this was, it's got to go back 15 years. Beat the crap out of Philly that day. I go at halftime to collect the money for the tickets.
Yeah.
And Big J doesn't even say, they don't even say two words to me. Just like, hey, I brought you guys the stats. You guys having a good time?
Yeah.
How much is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vecchione's a solo. They're both terrible losers.
Terrible. Terrible losers.
That was the. I almost went to a.
Wait, you're from Philly?
No, no, no. Oh. I almost went to. I'm a San Francisco 49ers fan, and they were playing in Philly. And this is right before the Link opened. So mm-hmm. Veterans Stadium is still open. And my friend's like, do you want to go down there? It'll be good. They're like, we'll go to the Niners at, it's like one of the last games you'll see at Veterans Stadium. And I'm like, I don't really want to go. I just said that. I was like, I don't feel good about going down there. And there was a snowstorm on Saturday. On Sunday, something happened. On Monday, there was a YouTube, like a video. It was before YouTube. It was like on something of Philly fans just pelting these three 49er fans with snowballs. And like,
and you know what they were saying too?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
from San Francisco.
Yeah, nice hot F word that ends in a T. And it's hilarious because like the two rows in front of them and the two rows, like everyone cleared out to be like, let's fuck up these three people.
Yeah.
And there's just a guy in a Montana jersey. And he's like, pah, pah, just getting fucking welted. Best decision I ever.
Montana can't even walk now.
Yeah, which a lot of 49er fans knew, and now it's kind of public.
Well, he's so tiny. You know
well,
what
also,
he's
like,
tiny.
He has drop foot.
He does.
Yeah,
that's
he
why
broke
he wears,
his back in 1991.
Why he wears the
Skechers. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's so tiny?
He's like, you're a bigger man than Joe Montana.
No, really?
Easily. easily.
No,
I met
now,
him
now because he's getting little.
Even then, I met Joe Montana.
It doesn't matter. You still be able to walk.
I'm just saying, you're still a bigger man.
But bigger guys
you're
are. Big,
he was a tiny
Seau.
Quarterback.
Junior Seau, he blew his brains out. I mean, he shot
his chest
out. The chest,
chest yeah.
so they could save his brain. Is he a little man too?
What?
I'll fucking kill you, Lenny.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
I think it's an emotional.
Wait, in his height, you
like
were a bigger
a
you're
person.
Junior Seau!
How do we get to Junior
Seau?
Yeah,
he brings Junior Seau in this.
I mean, he's great, one of the greatest linebackers of all time.
What is he saying? He's got problems because he's little. All the even big guys are getting hurt, and they can't fucking
walk. Yeah,
big
guys are getting hurt, but like...
CTE!
CTE is true. They're saying that OJ's got CTE.
Are those our initials for our podcast, CTE?
It should
be. No,
MLC. How hard is that?
Very good name.
Yeah, Brain Damage Podcast.
That's perfect, though. OJ should say, like, I was the first guy to suffer
from CTE. That's what they're saying.
They're saying it now.
They're saying
the concussion guy did it. The real doctor.
Yeah, the real Nigerian.
Yeah, he said that OJ definitely has CTE.
It turns out the juice is innocent. And you're like, all right, African doctor. I'm telling you, I don't know. It's not because I am black. It's because OJ is innocent. CTE.
Innocent of all charges.
Oh, man, he definitely murdered those. You know what I watched the other day was Norm MacDonald's.
Is that the best joke of all time?
It's my favorite.
It's the best
I show
joke
it to
of
people
all time.
Where he goes, Charles Woodson's here.
Best joke of all time.
Charles Woodson won the Heisman this year, the first defensive player to ever win the Heisman. And Charles, no one can take that away from you. Yeah, you know, unless you murder your wife and a waiter.
The best part is the waiter.
Dude, the waiter.
He's still just the waiter's still getting shit from Norm.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's alliteration, but his wife and a waiter. Like, yeah. It's still, when I heard it, I almost collapsed.
The best is Ken Griffey Jr.'s face.
Oh, yeah.
He
like,
just goes,
oh,
he goes,
damn.
He goes, no. No. Like, he hits that joke, and it hits. It, like, hits.
Yeah, the whole crowd laughs.
And then it turns.
It was on the ESPYs at Radio City. So the audience laughs.
Right.
A little delay, but then a big laugh. And they cut to, like, Barry Bonds and Ken Griffey. They're all like, damn.
Yeah. Ken Griffey goes, and you see him look at the guy next to him. He goes, no. It's so fucking good.
Athletes have the worst sense of humor. Yeah. They're so full of themselves. Like, bam. Because they wouldn't even laugh except the crowd laughed. And they're like, oh, then they register in their dumb brains. And like, wait, what did he say? Oh, damn.
Oh, he killed. Oh, he did it.
Oh, he didn't. He did.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
Do you have the camera on him?
Yeah,
Kevin.
Always.
Oh my God. Always. Can we just somehow GIF me?
Dan just went to his phone. Dan just went to a phone
you
to see if he's live tweeting.
Are you live tweeting the podcast?
No, I'm seeing what time it is.
I gotta get. We're almost
where you
done.
Got, you got a waiter job? Where the fuck are you going?
I got a shift to pick up. I live in Queens. It takes me an hour and 30 minutes to get home. I got a 10 o'clock set tonight.
You want some extra steak? Maybe he can slide you.
Yeah.
Dude, I've ate so much secondhand food.
Here we go.
It's disgusting.
The way we end
That's another good porno name, Secondhand Food.
Should have been a porn producer.
Well, I know what our next project is.
Yeah.
The way we end our little podcast, we have apologies.
Are we done?
Apologies.
We're wrapping it up. This is wrapping it up.
Okay.
We have 5 minutes to wrap this up.
So we're apologizing.
We apologize.
I can't even leave because I'm going to get... Sarah's going to give me shit. I'm going to get so much shit.
Okay, so Sarah,
my wife's going to kill me.
I want to say sorry to Kevin for doing voices. That's what I want to apologize
to.
That's
it?
And I apology accept it because it really does hurt my feelings. No, it's like once a guy does voice, I'm like, what am I here for?
Anytime I'm nasty in the house, my girlfriend now, fiance says, what are you, Kevin?
Oh.
There you go. Ouch, burn.
Kevin Brennan 666 on Twitter.
That's right. Mike.
Now I'm back to liking it.
Mike, you want to apologize to anybody?
I mean, the only thing I've really said so far, I admitted to making fun of that Indian girl that had a hairy neck.
Apologize to her.
Oh, I apologized for the bomb. Yeah. It was just a bad joke.
I apologize. There's a story. I think you were just getting,
this first time on the show.
No, you got shafted because even when Bobby called me last night, he said, well, who's going to be on the show? Is it just going to be us? He goes, no, it's just going to be blah, 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 like 7 people. He named.
Always.
And then he named you, and I didn't even know you. So I go, well, just tell him not to come because he won't be allowed. We won't let him talk. And he's like, no, he'll be all right. I'm like, he's not going to be all right. Nobody wants to come to a fucking podcast and not talk. You know what I mean? So I'll make sure you're back in. I would have you on my show, But I won't let you talk there either. So.
I'll just sit and continue to try to get a great P.F. Chang story in. most of what I said today was like,
but you nailed that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to apologize to my mom. I told her to listen.
Okay.
She was probably going to
She was in stage 7.
That one hurt.
FOMA. Bone cancer.
So, you know what? Let's just give, I have a minute. We can go over 1 minute. Mike, whatever. The floor is yours. Bring it up.
That was it.
You got anything you want to plug?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Big Man Mike, that's my Twitter.
Big Man Mike.
I could have gotten my name, but I have a shitty last name.
You do stand up,
can't spell.
Big Man
I do,
Mike?
Yeah.
And where is your
I'm
next?
An actor,
do we have a.
I don't know. Probably at are we live restaurant tonight?
Yeah, it's in Astoria on 35th Avenue.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'll be there tonight. And,
you're
and
there, too?
Lot 45 in Bushwick.
How does the beard work for you? Does that chicks love the beard? Or?
Yeah, but it's starting to become a crutch professionally.
Oh, you do jokes about the beard?
No, but it's becoming an outdated fad, I think, especially in the comedy world.
I said on Opie.
You should get a beard.
They said I was talking about Zach.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I think, the
Here
first
comes
guy.
Oh,
yeah, you shit on Zach, too.
First time I remember like a guy having like a big beard. I said, asked me one time, is Zach a good actor? I'm like, I don't know if he is, but I know his beard's a very good actor. Because his beard gives him like depth and like he seems profound and interesting. Without the beard, he's just like a fat white dude from North Carolina. You know what I mean?
Stealing Kevin's voiceover.
I grew a beard in high school. Because I could, because I have double chins, and I was just like, I just need to get not. I'm trying to get laid, and two
you
chins
grew a
doesn't
beard
work.
In high school.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I've had it ever since.
I tried right there.
I tried to grow a beard in high school on my dick, and that didn't even play.
Well, then I always started as a beard. It was like really, it was like Joe Dirt chops. Yeah. And
I don't even
think
chin I don't
even going.
I shaved in high school. Did you
I didn't shave
in
high
school?
No,
I look like a little Mexican kid.
I started shaving in college.
Freshman year, I started shaving every day against the grain. That's how I got the beard.
Against the grain.
Yes, I am.
I know. I was dedicated. I wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
And now I don't know who I am.
You're living.
It.
Wait, are you Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
that was
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I suppose. You,
in 20 years, you won't be able to even say that.
Yeah.
Holmes right.
He said Italian.
I
like to add a little stank
well,
on it. Call him Italian.
Yeah.
I put a little zip on it.
Italian.
Yeah, he's an Italian.
Nice.
Someone looked at me funny for saying I wanted to get Mexican food. They're like, whoa, Latin American food.
That's
no.
That is not.
Nobody
at
said
all.
That.
Oh, yeah. That might have been in the same group where I was.
You need to get out
of
that.
Girl.
Yeah. Whatever, Astoria crew or whatever.
No,
it was Scopo.
Nothing wrong with Astoria.
Scopo, you corrected him?
I'm very PC, yeah.
No, that starts in Brooklyn. It starts in Brooklyn. Then it seeps its way into Queens.
Yeah. It's seeping.
Who are you apologizing to, Chris?
I got nothing. I don't think I said anything bad.
Do you owe anything to Bobby? You should probably just do
I'll
it
just
anyway.
Apologize to Bobby Kelly.
To Bobby
just throw Bobby a blanket. Kelly. Suppression fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get well soon, Bobby.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have
I'm
one.
I'm sorry it snowed in Boston, Bobby. That was my fault. I apologize.
Perfect.
Perfect. Lauren?
I don't know. I love you, Bobby.
Oh, my God. I said apologize, not kiss ass. That was a thing.
She doesn't get yelled at by Bobby.
No.
No?
Sometimes. Yeah,
no.
He calls me yelling.
No, he doesn't yell.
Yeah,
he doesn't
not
yell.
Not like he yells at stuff. I know. No, but he'll call me. Yeah.
Deepu?
I want to apologize to the chat room for not reading all their hostile comments.
Oh, there's more.
Ooh. They're pretty mad at me for not reading. I'm not going to read them.
Oh, I had a dream. You know, like all the things we're getting on Twitter are usually mostly positive, and I had a dream that like someone's hiding all the negative comments on me.
Because
they know I can't take it because I'm too fragile.
That's not me.
Unless you're hiring someone to do that, there's no one doing that.
I think everyone loves Kevin Brennan, yeah. From
I don't know about this.
From the YKWD family.
I'll apologize to the viewers. I didn't know we were doing this. So look, take it up with Bob. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Take it up with Bob. But listen to us on the MLC podcast, on Riotcast Network.
So this is live, and they're going to re-air it? Whenever?
Yeah, it gets on YouTube.
We'll post it
it's going to be released
on
Monday. Right?
Next Monday.
It's a nice little chat. Kevin?
Lovely.
Plug yourself one more time. Where are you going to be this weekend? And
I think I'm going to have to cancel my Saturday.
Just why?
He's got another gig, maybe.
Yeah. We'll anyway, see. I'm gonna be at Snappers.
Is that a real thing?
It's got to be in Florida somewhere.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I know it's the name of a fish. So it's either that
a
or
snapper. Yeah, it's a baby
swordfish. And somewhere near Tampa, and March 3, 4, and 5. But you go to my website at Kevin Brennan Comedian, right? Is that what it is?
Yep. Or Comedian Kevin Brennan.
I lost one.
Yeah. All right. Kevin Brennan Comedian. Dan?
Yeah.
Please.
What's the show you're on? I saw it on. I saw somebody congratulate
you.
Billions.
Billions. You wouldn't even let me talk about it.
Oh, yeah. That's a I saw the promo last night. It's
we
a good show, right?
Yeah.
Who's
thanks.
The star of the show?
Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti.
They're great.
Damian Lewis, the com? Oh, Damian Leonard.
Oh, I said, Lewis. Yeah. Damian. No, Damian
Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, Damian Lewis. He's Damian on Homeland.
Lewis. Yeah.
Damian Lemon is a comedian.
Yes. Yeah.
Damian Lewis is and Paul Giamatti. And like
Paul
Maggie
Giamatti.
Sif
it's
and
good show.
Marlon Ackerman and
David
Constable.
Wall Street.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna play a douchebag.
And already
traitor.
Got picked up.
Yeah, they're doing season two.
Oh, congrats!
Nice.
Thanks.
So you're in every episode?
I was in. I think I'm in 9 of the 12.
So you got health insurance?
No.
How not health insurance?
I have freelancers, but I'm gonna try to get SAG-AFTRA health insurance.
I like how we go right to
health insurance.
Yeah.
Business. Just trying.
That's
save
what
that.
I watch in the Grammys. I'm like, Lady Gaga must have.
Yeah. Does she? Do they put the money away from yeah. her and the Grammys?
Does she have a copay?
Yeah.
It's really high.
It's a pretext.
One more time. Your Twitter?
Mike? Big Man Mike.
Big Man
I'll be
Mike.
At the Memphis Comedy Festival end of March.
Getting good barbecue. Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, I'll be at the Arlington Draft House at the next weekend. Okay. This weekend when this comes out.
I'll be there in April.
Scopo and Lauren, you guys will be here.
Mm-hmm. And no, we're here.
We're here.
What's the, is it just YWKD?
YKWD.
YKWD.
Yeah. let me read awesome. Bobby's dates actually. God. Oh no, he has nothing.
God
he has
forbid.
Nothing
no,
until
he's busy.
He's yeah. filming. Yeah, he has nothing. Oh, yeah.
What's
he filming? Tell everybody.
Sex
drugs and rock and roll.
Bam, bam.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I heard Bobby's a good actor.
Great actor.
He
very
really
good.
Is.
Yes,
yeah.
fucking
like
great.
He's so good. It's a little.
I don't want. I don't necessarily want to hear that, but I heard he's a good actor.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just want to. I want to do my last apology to you again. Bobby's a great actor.
His drumming's looking better too. Man, yeah, it's getting
good. Well,
no,
thanks,
Noam
Bob,
said,
for having.
Noam said he's a very good actor.
You can go to Lenny Marcus NYC,
yeah.
or come just listen to our podcast, and you can hear Kevin's stylings every.
When's
Monday.
Our new mm-hmm. podcast going
to
come out? The
tonight,
one today.
We sent it in. So right. tonight it comes out tonight.
All right, and pray to God I don't get killed tonight.
Fingers crossed.
I got my wife mad at me and Sarah mad at me.
Does your wife listen like automatically? She get the
no,
update.
My wife is. It's so. My wife is like. That's why. Like, that's why even like the fact that Sarah knew somehow that like I was already on like that's creepy to me. Because,
they're in cahoots.
No, because no, it's not. It's like women have like. Like, my daughter knew my phone passcode, and I go, how'd you know it? She goes, and she's 7. She goes, I saw you do it once. I'm like, women should all be detectives intuitive. Because they have, like...
We know everything.
They can just... They pick up shit that guys think, oh, she didn't see that. She didn't whatever. So my wife always knows. Now I just tell her if I'm going to be on the radio because it's almost
monitors.
Like reverse psychology.
Yeah.
If I don't tell her, then she thinks I'm, like, trying to get away with something.
Yeah.
Preemptive
if I tell
strike.
Her, if I tell her, she'd be like, oh, I probably didn't say anything, you know? And that's when I say all.
Well, let's go and see what happens. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.